Don and Mike Show.
Fathers and sons feel differently than fathers and daughters. Hope you got no son.
You know, when my daughters get to be that age, I hope all the dads are just like you.
It's where the father of a son is a total advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just can sit there and go, hey, how'd you do it?
You know, as long as there's no penetration.
Thanks for drawing the line on that.
Oh, I'm kidding. Come on, I know you are.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome to our show,
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live, 4 hours every weekday, from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
For his new movie, he's remaking Good Burger. He's calling it Hawk Burger. Okay. And he can choose your role. So congratulations and good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cummings and all the ships at sea. Hey, they love to get their Twinkies stinky. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode coming at you on Tuesday. It is November 14th, Don and Mike Show, a nationally syndicated show.
Absolutely.
Stop laughing. It's Westwood One. Come on. Knock it off.
It's real.
Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636.
What can I say?
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world, everyone. So many things to discuss.
Won't you come on in?
Now please, open the door.
Come on inside.
Miracles, I guess.
Tonight.
Lots of things to discuss on Host Chat.
Host Chat, please. Regis and Gunny Lee.
Step into my heart.
Step into my big fat heart.
Good and bad.
Leave your cares behind.
Up and down. I'm all over the place today.
But I'd like to remind everyone that it's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Tighter than a nut.
Built with you in mind.
I like that. Tonight. I wonder if...
You're lonesome tonight.
You'll hit the post tonight.
Well, you did, and hello. Welcome to the show, everybody. A big one today.
All right.
I got so much stuff here in the opening part of the show, I don't know where to begin.
Where do you begin?
Well, first, I begin by saying that the juggernaut has officially been derailed.
Oh, no.
Yes, my fantasy team lost last night.
Wow.
That's right. I lost. And it could be like Bush And it could be like Gore.
Uh-huh.
And I could ask for a recount.
You should.
But I'm not going to ask for the recount.
You're going to concede defeat?
Yep. JB beat me.
I know we were laughing about that in the elevator last night, that was totally implausible.
And it's probably my fault. It's karma, because he said something to me on the way out last night, like,
right.
Hey, I got a chance tonight. And I said, you got a chance, right? Eat me. Goodbye. We get in the elevator, and Mike says, where were you? Because, you know, we time our exit, Buzz and Mike and I together.
Right.
And I was 30 seconds later getting to the elevator than usual.
Talking a little trash, a little smack with JB.
And I said, oh, you're not going to believe this. Lurch thinks he's got a chance in this game tonight.
And I said, how many points is he behind you? And he said, like, a million. And I said, ha, 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 ha.
He was like 40 points behind me. And son of a bitch beat me. And Bart won the money for the week.
Wow. Yeah, Rich Gannon had a good game.
Yeah, Bart was the big points winner. So the, listen, the dreams of the undefeated fantasy season are now over as my squad goes to 10-1.
I know that was your goal.
Yeah.
This season was to go undefeated.
So close.
To be the only undefeated team. So anyway, I'm distraught about that. And then I got a call last night from Charlie Broyhill. I was watching the football shows, getting ready for Monday Night Football. And he says, hey, you were just on Yes, Dear. That your voice was just on Yes, Dear.
That was on last night?
Yeah, that thing that I cut for them. Now, however, I understand I've not heard it. Rob tells me it goes by so quickly you don't even know that it's me.
How come nobody let you know in advance?
I don't know, because that's the magic of CBS, I guess.
Jeez.
But I've got the tape here.
Good.
So we will preview that. Oh, and listen, also on a personal note, I just had a chat with our friend, the G-man, G. Gordon Liddy, and I guess today on his show, he's been flooded with emails based on a coded conversation that we had yesterday on this show with Opie and Anthony.
Okay.
And our conversation with Opie and Anthony had everything to do with WNEW and very little to do with WJFK.
Absolutely.
And certainly had nothing to do with the G-man. I inadvertently said yesterday that we don't have many friends in the radio business. I mentioned Opie and Anthony are friends. And I didn't mention that G was our friend. G is our friend.
G is our friend. We've been allies with G for a while. We used to be feuding, and now we are allies, and we want to continue that alliance.
No, and, you know, it's very... I can't tell you exactly what we and Opie and Anthony were discussing yesterday on the show, because a lot of it has to be in code. But it was not about G. Gordon Liddy,
right.
Which is why he was flooded with emails today. It was funny. He actually came to me in the hallway, and he said, I've received an email from the NRA. They've got my back.
Oh, my. You know, Jesus, that's scary.
They were concerned about, you know, if we got anything bad to say about G, we won't say it in code.
That is scary, the NRA. My God.
And we got nothing bad to say about G. We got nothing but love for G. So all you G fans out there, just clean your guns and, you know, and keep going with the recount on the votes.
No, you don't want to go with the recount on the vote. If it's the NRA, you want to stop the recount and certify the election and declare Bush the winner. That's what the NRA wants.
Whatever. Anyway, you know, we got nothing but love for G. So sorry if there was any misunderstanding about that yesterday.
Looking like G's man is going to probably win. If I'm a betting man, I think it's kind of looking that way.
You know, I don't even want to get into it because
I like the way you get. You know, the news report came out in the office today, and you immediately got angry.
Yeah, well,
you immediately got, like, you flipped off the television set as you were walking.
I'm so pissed. So many goddamn lawyers, so many goddamn, we want this to be fair and equitable. We're offering this as a midway point where we can meet. Then the other old guy comes out and he says, well, we can't accept that as the midway point. Then the other old guy comes out. And keep in mind, you're not seeing Bush or Gore. You're seeing these two old dudes who should both be in nursing homes somewhere with with bedpans coming out and making these statements. And you got the friggin' judge who says, 5 o'clock, that's it. Then you got Gore saying, we're going to sue. And then you got the Bush saying, well, if you sue, we're going to sue. And then you should keep counting. No, you should stop counting. No, we've got till the 18th of December. You know what? F them. F them. I really just don't care.
I'm throwing all of my support behind President Haster.
Who?
Speaker of the House of Representatives, who, if this thing goes into total crisis, will be the next president of the United States.
I'm for Nader, okay? I'm now officially for the cross-eyed queer.
No, I'm just like James Carville when it comes to Nader. He walks in a room. They asked him. You know, Cargo looks like an alien anyway.
Right.
But when he really looks like an alien is when you see him on the shows get really, really angry. And he's usually the angriest when he's sitting next to his wife, who's the Republican. And he says,
Let me tell you something right now. It costs us a presidency. If he, and if he, as he's talking, his face is crinkling more up like one of those aliens you see on the space shows. And he's sitting there going, if he walks into a room, I'll quietly leave. I'll quietly walk out that egomaniacal jerk.
You know, they're both so ridiculous. Now, they both look like big friggin' losers. They both look like idiots who have started to get, and I'm sure you know a kid like this when you're playing ball when you're a kid, and the kid starts to lose, and the kid takes the ball, and he leaves. He says, it was my ball. We're not going to play anymore.
Right.
I mean, they're both giant pricks. Really, they both are. And they both, if you want to make the country happy, I say tonight on Fox.
Tonight.
We execute them both.
What? Oh, you got to be careful with that.
Bush and Gore.
You got to be careful with that.
No. Yes.
The NRA is listening.
I mean, you're making a televised event. You're making a pay-per-view event, but you put the country out of the misery tonight. You say to both of those guys, guess what?
Man, you are losing your sanity.
No, you say, guess what? You both lose. You both friggin' lose.
I like that idea. You both lose, who's president? Well, then you got to make a Speaker of the House. This guy right here. See the guy on the paper?
No, you put...
Right here, there he is.
You leave Willie there. Things have been fine with Willie.
I think the country would be very happy with that.
You're breaking every other goddamn rule that there is already.
Right.
I mean, never has there been an election like this where it's gone on for a week and people are suing each other. So listen, just leave Willie in there for another 4 years and then duke him out.
Yeah. America in crisis.
Yeah, and please, you know what I'm in crisis about? Every 2 seconds on my TV, I got Peter Jennings or Dan Rather, who doesn't have a clue what they're talking about. And then they go to the legal experts who don't have a friggin' clue what they're talking about. Then do they go to the people in front of the State House in Austin, Texas, the people down in Nashville, and they don't know what they're talking about.
You know, I said
sucks on ice.
I was thinking about that. I said it looks good for G. Gordon Liddy's man, and now I'm saying to myself, you know, I don't know that for sure, because right now I think I'm like the most of the country. I don't know what's going to happen.
That's true. Just for fun, let me tell you, the thing you heard in the office that upset you, Don, just before the show, it's already, by interpretation, kind of been reversed. That's just how this whole thing goes.
It's not, and you know what? I don't even know what it was that I was upset about.
I know.
I was just upset that, again, you know, they're breaking in to One Life to Live,
mm-hmm.
to our story, with a bulletin just to announce basically that one guy's decided to continue suing the other guy.
Right.
I mean, they're running for president. Christ's sake. Please. Just both of you guys, get out of my life. You're both freaking losers.
One of those guys will be in your life for the next 4 years.
Well, listen,
you'll be the leader of the free world. Will you follow him, or
no,
will you start your own party?
I will not. No matter which one of those guys wins now, the other side's going to say, man, you got in because of this, or you got in because of that.
I really do believe that the guy that gets in is the loser. I think right now, the guy that doesn't get in is the guy that's going to have the high ground, because he will get on TV, be able to make the concession speech, and
that's the guy who wins in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy who says, listen, you know what? I want to do what's best for the country. Why can't they take my lead from fantasy football? I was losing by 45 points last night.
Yeah, you're making a little noise, though, about that 5-yard, 4-yard issue in the elevator coming up. I'll tell you right now.
No,
you sounded like a man who wanted to take it to court.
That was just between you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I, though. That was not.
I didn't know that was our private conversation.
That was not for the public.
I didn't know that. But I mean, you know, technically, you said that one had it as a 4-yard touchdown and one had it as a 5-yard touchdown. I think you ought to pursue this.
No, I'm not going to. And I'm not going
to. I'd be willing to be your surrogate. I'd represent you.
No.
I'd be your James Baker.
No, and I'm not going to do it just for
that
reason.
I'd go to JB and say, JB, I know you think you won, but unfortunately we're going to challenge the results and have a hearing with the commissioner.
No, we're not. See, we're not. Because, you know, I went on one side that said that Terrell Davis had a 4-yard TD, and I went on another side and it said he had a 5-yard TD. And if it's a 4-yard TD, it counts 6 points.
Oh.
And if it's 5 yards, it counts 9 points. And he beat me by 2 points.
Oh, wow.
But
that doesn't sound fair and square to me.
Oh, shut up. I'm not gonna fight it. He won.
Okay.
Big deal. Why can't these guys take a lesson from me? I'm the world's worst loser.
And me. We both have the high ground on that. I conceded the election.
Yes, path. You did.
I took the high ground. And I took the high ground
way ahead.
Way before there was even any discussion about all this.
And listen, I don't know two worst losers in the world.
Didn't I concede the day after the election?
Yes.
He's so proud of that.
I don't know. Two worst losers in the world are Mike and I. Two people more competitive. We had a bet about our soap opera up in the office, and Don was given the fist pump up in the air when he won that bet about whether you know somebody would get shot on One Life to Live today, and somebody did get shot.
At the end of the episode.
Shocker. We don't know who it is. You know, I wish we had the home number of that guy, and we could find out who got shot.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was the guy who's marrying Slezak.
No, I think it might have been Slezak herself.
Well, who knows? All I know is, yeah, he's right. That's how friggin' competitive we are. Hi, Charlie.
I'll page Stickney for you, and you still have a chance to make the playoffs, even with your pathetic 3-8 record.
My man!
Wow.
All right, I'm ready now. I'm going to get serious now.
How could that be? If all the other teams lose all of their games?
Let me tell you, that could be by running off 2 victories in a row.
You're 3-8.
I'm 3-8.
First place in your division is 6-5.
Fantastic. Charlie, you want to make a deal?
No, trading period is over. We can no longer trade.
So he has to win all of his games, and the other guys have to lose all of them?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, how do I, you know, I know I'm going to appear very pathetic right now. How do I, like, add to my roster now? Because I'd like to have...
Go to the waiver wire.
Well, now, what is the waiver? I've seen the waiver wire, and I got on there, and it just shows all of us in a list.
Right. No. You have to download the actual waiver wire list of players who are unclaimed.
No, that's two separate things. You're talking about the waiver order, and you're talking about the non-drafted stat players.
Right, but that's the list that he chooses
right,
from.
Right, that's the list to choose from, but your order, I believe you're probably picking third because you're not the worst team in the league.
Oh, right. But that means third is good, though, because I need some help, obviously, at running back. Are there any running backs on the non-drafted stat roster?
I haven't looked.
Probably not many good ones.
You know, if you help me with that, I'd be willing to make
a little
it worth your while.
For the effort?
A little something to eat in your Christmas envelope.
All right.
Want to help me?
No.
Want to be my assistant GM?
No.
Of course you don't. F you.
What did he say?
He said F you to me.
Oh, he said the F word.
Okay. All right.
I didn't know.
You cracked me up, Charlie.
Meanwhile, I'm already in the playoffs. 10-1.
Okay. All right. We know you're already in the... Of course you're in the playoffs. You're 10-1. I mean, can you allow me a little joy?
Yes, this
is joyful news.
That mathematically you're not eliminated, yes. I share your joy.
Mathematically, I'm not eliminated.
I share your joy.
I like to call it that I am still in the playoff hunt.
And I was just hoping for an undefeated season.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that day. I was actually rooting for you there. I wish you had your undefeated
season. But you know, I will not. The point of all of this is I will not be like Bush, and I will not be like Gore. You were not like Bush. You were not like Gore. You know, listen, if two big a-holes like us can just give it up, both of those guys really should just say, you know what? We both suck ass.
You know what my read on both of these
we
guys?
We both suck hiney.
You got George Bush on one side, who just wouldn't give this thing up for all the tea and chat. That's my read on just the way he behaves. And then you got Gore, who doesn't have the stones to come out and just say, hey, look, this is the way it is. I'll accept it. Because he's got so many advisors, and I read an article that's kind of the way he appears in one of the, it's either Newsweek or Time. So you got both these guys for different reasons that are going to prolong this thing, and it's you know, I don't know who's going to step in. Maybe the president should step in. Maybe Clinton should do something about this.
Clinton. President Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have 4 more years of President Clinton.
I think everybody would be very satisfied with
okay
that.
Okay by me.
Listen, you know, so what? So the guy thinks with his penis instead of his head.
Yeah, and let him have a gumare.
Yes, right. I agree.
Not only give him another 4 years, but bribe him by saying, hey, we'll let you have a gumare in the White House.
Well, listen, Hillary's not going to be there.
She's not?
Yes, she is, though. She's in Washington now, so she's not going to be living up at that house in New York. She's going to stay at the White House if Clinton's there.
No, she got her own place.
You think so? Townhouse, maybe
well,
in Georgetown?
I'm saying if Clinton keeps the job, you put her out somewhere else, and you say to Clinton, you know what? Knock yourself out. Lava lamp. You want the disco wheel.
You make it like the Playboy Mansion yes. East.
Yeah, you give them a grotto.
Oh, a grotto would be incredible. Build a grotto.
And you say, listen, whatever you want. What do you want? You want a porno 24 hours a day? You got it. Just stay in the job.
The president is in the presidential grotto.
He will be unable to. What do you do about Gore, though, being vice president? Does he get to stay vice president?
No, he gets fired.
Yeah.
He gets fired as vice president.
Right. You'd have to bring in somebody else.
You just bring in
an entertainer.
Yeah, sure.
Bring in Fred Travellina.
Or James Brolin or somebody. I don't give a crap. I think we all know, you know, that vice president is a useless job. Being the vice president is like being the program director at WJFK.
I would love to be the vice president.
Really, you don't have to do anything. You have no real
responsibility. Anything that bad that happens, it's never your fault. Anything good that happens, you never get any credit for it. So what then? Why not let Jim McClure be vice president? Or Jeremy Coleman.
Be fantastic.
You know, I don't care. All I know is both those guys, they friggin' sickened me. And the last I heard that this thing's going to go on for another month now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends. It depends on what the... I guess the Secretary of State in Florida has a lot of power now about this, and she's kind of a party member for
the
Republicans, so she might... Maybe it ends now.
No, because the other guys, they take her to court. They appeal her decision.
How long has anybody figured out exactly... Can't they figure out exactly how long a hand recount of the whole state would take?
Yes, I heard that to do an entire recount of the entire state would take past... December 18th, which is when the Electoral College is going to vote. And that's
difficult.
Look, I heard one of those dudes on TV saying, listen, you understand, basically he's saying, you understand how stupid the people are that are counting the votes, that to count four counties, it's taken them 6 days. There are 6,000 counties in Florida.
But if you had, I heard that same thing, but if you had the same number of people counting in each county. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you started at the same time and you had the same number, do you understand where I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what?
With this, why not just do the recount and it would take 5 days if you had the same number of people?
There's no way they can do it, though, because you'd have people like that guy on TV. I'm sure you saw the clip of the guy on TV.
Oh, I hate that guy. The guy looks like Publishers Clearinghouse,
right,
man.
The guy he's one of the people who's recounting the votes manually. And rather than just look at it and go Bush or Gore, he's studying this thing like it's a goddamn centerfold, and he's looking at it, and he's turning it upside down.
And it's so obvious that he knows the camera's on, that he's playing it up for the camera.
He's flipping it from side to side, and you know, then they have to decide if it's dimpled or not, if someone pushed the pin through but then changed their mind, and if the entire seal is broken.
I agree that it takes a long time, but I don't buy that crap about that going past mid-December, because if you got the same amount of people in every county counting the votes, it would be the same amount of time, which would be 5-6 days.
Well, there's no way. The people of Florida are so stupid, and they have demonstrated this time and time again. I'm going to take the crown away from Alabama or Mississippi or whatever state we have awarded to as the dumbest state in the union.
But, you know, if you do a hand recount,
Florida's the dumbest state in the union.
And you name Gore president, then you know Bush is going to want a hand recount in Wisconsin, in Iowa, in Oregon, wherever.
It's effed up. They should both just say, you know what? We both suck. This is real bad. We both suck.
I heard one news report that says eventually these two guys are going to have to meet and have some kind of agreement. There's going to have to be some kind of
they won't.
How long? You know, I tell you, it is once again, it's reestablished my faith in the American judicial system. You know, when a circuit court judge is controlling, you know, oh, my God.
You know,
it's a sticky one.
How about this? How about we let Ronald Reagan decide? You find no one at this point, even though he's a former president, he's a Republican.
It would be totally arbitrary.
Yeah, no one who could be more impartial than Ronald Reagan. Right. You just say, listen, which one of these trees do you like better? Do you like the tree on the right? Which ice cream do you like better over here? Do you like strawberry ice cream or do you like chocolate ice cream?
That would be, make it a coin flip.
Yeah. You know, or just get some total feeb, like Ronald Reagan, and just let him pick. You know, my mother told me that you were not the one.
Fantastic.
Boom. And that's it.
It's insane. Nobody can predict how long it's going to go, though.
All I know is that the longer it goes, the madder I get.
Well, and you're not alone. A lot of people are feeling the same way. Right. And some people feel mad. Some people feel like I do, where I'm just worn out.
No.
I'm very depressed. I'm very sad about the whole thing.
No, I'm mad. I'm past being...
Well, that's the way it's usually. You get sad. You get mad, I get sad. You start screaming, I cry like a baby.
So anyway, they both just eat me. You know, both of them. I don't give a rat's ass. Neither one of you dicks deserves to be our president. You really don't. Neither one of you has any goddamn professionalism at all. Jesus Christ. I got more professionalism than you guys, and I'm not a professional. I'm a jerk-off disc jockey.
Who's dressed like the Green Bay Packers assistant football coach.
Yeah, look at what I'm wearing today. Look at me.
That's good.
Look like a freaking clown. I am, and I'm only wearing this because this is one of the things my wife wanted to throw away from my closet.
So you wanted to prove to her that you still valued it.
Yes, it's my Green Bay Packers plastic warm-up suit that I'm wearing.
Looks good. It looks good because you got the matching turtleneck with it.
Yeah, I do. Where did I get this turtleneck?
I gave it to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know you like the Packers stuff.
Yeah, I do. I do.
You like cigars and Packers paraphernalia.
That's it. And if you're thinking about Christmas this year, that's what you get me, guys. Okay. Cigars or Packers stuff.
Right. Still Packers stuff?
That's it. Yeah.
Wow.
Still Packers stuff.
All right. Good.
So, last night, yes, Robbie.
No vodka?
No vodka.
He's got to cut down.
I got to cut down. Well, you know, I just don't... I've still got that case that Mike gave me.
That'll get you through the holidays now.
I think that'll probably get me through the first of the year. I mean, past the first of the year.
Sure, probably to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you know what? The truth, I'm still working on one of those gigantic bottles you got me.
Well, now I've got to think about what to get you. You still need olives?
Yeah, you can still give me those fancy olives.
Good, okay, that's something.
That I do like.
Might go back to hams for everybody this year.
Yes. Yeah, we do like the honey-baked hams.
Like a family Thanksgiving.
I'm going to try to do it on the internet.
So we...
Cyber hams.
So we're just sitting around last night, having dinner. Family unit. Yeah. Having dinner. We get done with dinner. I go in the room. I turn on the football show. And Broyhill calls, and he goes... you on TV, right? Phone rings. Charlie Broyhill, he says, you were just on yesterday. And I said, oh, crap, I missed it. And then he says, well, I can tape it for you. I said, well, how can you tape it? He said, because I have the West Coast feed.
Oh my God.
He just loves rubbing it in.
Yep.
So he was nice enough to tape it, and I don't even know what this is. I did a little voice track as a sportscaster last night on Yes Dear. So listen and see if you can figure out where I am. I've been told it's very confusing.
Listen, put the lock button down on the walkie-talkie and put it next to the TV so I can listen to the late game.
Okay, sure.
I want to go to Hermosa Beach. They have the cleanest water.
Well, Sammy will take care of that, won't you now, buddy?
With first place in the division at stake, this should be one hell of a game between the...
That's it.
That's it.
That's all I got.
That's good, though. That's nice and clear.
Let's hear that again.
With first place in the division at stake, this should be one hell of a game between the...
That's it.
That's good.
But you know what? They paid me $700 for that.
That's good. And you get royalties now.
I get paid $700 the next time that runs on Yes Dear.
That is, wow. I mean, it's not like, it wasn't confusing at all. There it was. Nice and loud and clear.
Just under $200 a second. Each time it runs.
Yeah, it's about 4 seconds.
With first place in the division at stake, this should be one hell of a game.
That was it.
That's it. It's on.
That's it.
They're watching the TV in this scene. Is that what they're doing?
Right. I guess so. And one guy's like holding up a walkie-talkie or a telephone to the TV.
Yeah, it's not like they were talking over you or anything. That was good.
The other guy can hear what was said.
With first place in the division at stake, this should be one hell of a game.
Sad to say, that now is one of the highlights of my television career.
Congratulations. It is a good highlight.
Good job. That's a highlight. Jesus Christ. That is depressing. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, great. Donna Mike, it's my birthday.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Yes, it is your birthday.
It is.
Yes. What do you want?
I want you to spank me.
I'd love to spank you.
Yeah, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Come on, honey.
Demi Moore.
Who?
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, mm-hmm. Great.
You know, mm-hmm. Demi Moore is one of those names that's lost the luster.
Yes, it has. When was the last time Demi Moore made a movie?
I don't know. When's the last time someone discussed her as hot? You know, we're going to have to start re-rating women. We might do that today.
Good.
With our expanded end-of-the-year list, a yearly list, except instead of doing the top 100 women, we should just do the top 25.
Top 25 women?
Just the hottest 25 women of the year 2000.
Don't want to do the top 50?
No, I don't think so. Because if we get to 50...
The only reason I like to expand it is because when you get down towards 50, you bring women in. You need to bring more women in that have more of a variety of a look.
Yes, but if you have the top 25, though, you just...
They're all going to be hotties.
You have just your grade A...
Yeah.
POA.
And it's easier to do, and then there's not all that debating.
Yeah. And I'm sure we can have plenty of debating to do just on the top 25 hotties.
Absolutely.
And I know that there's new hotties that I'd like to put on my list, like Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah, the one that was in that movie recently.
Katie Holmes, or what's her name? Katie Hudson?
Hudson.
Do you know that her dad was one of the Hudson brothers? Oh,
really?
God.
Do you remember, because prior to Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn was married to one of the Hudson brothers.
Which Hudson brother? The guy with the mustache?
I think Mark Hudson.
The good-looking Hudson?
Well, if there is such a thing as a
you know, the guy, the guy that was like the one with the tan and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think there was three Hudson brothers. There was the
my favorite Hudson brother.
Bill Todman from Price is Right?
What?
Mark Hudson and Bill Todman from The Price is Right?
No, that would be Mark Goodson.
Goodson and Bill Todman.
Oh, Mark Goodson. Sorry.
Mark Goodson.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. That's okay. You're ready for a spanking.
All right, let's spank this girl,
okay?
Hit her hard.
Hit her
hard. Okay, your pants are down. How about your underpants?
Oh, they're around my ankles.
All right, good. I'm going to be using the frying pan.
Yeah. I hope Mike uses the ice pick. And Mike, you said you were still in the hunt?
Still in the hunt?
For the president?
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm afraid if I was to hit that woman, I might accidentally hit her in the head.
Yeah, bravo.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
I
shouldn't get it.
No spankings for you. No spankings for you.
That's just too much.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Too many.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hi.
I want Asa for president. He'll get rid of those damn Rappaports, Davisons.
Asa, man. Asa ordered that hit. Asa's caused all the trouble on One Life to Live.
That's funny. That's some guy who's actually watching our soap opera.
Rappaports. I tell you, those Rappaports.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
We got to be the only two heterosexual guys in the world that watch One Life to Live.
And I watched it today. I mean, I put the paper down and watched it.
It was a good episode today.
Yeah, it was the wedding reception with the hitman there.
Shoot. Good episode. Hello.
Hitman. Hey.
How about Leah's black bra last night?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Understand it was hot.
It was.
Beautiful.
Nice. Didn't get to see it, but understand it was very hot last night.
Oof. She looks good.
For no particular reason, I understand they had Leah Remini just in a brassiere last night.
Really?
Yes, no underpants or anything else. Totally nude from the waist down.
That's fantastic. Way to test the limit, King of Queens.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, congrats on that top 10 in New York.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, about that, I'm talking about Leah, but also Kevin was on, was it Craig Kilborn show last night?
Yeah.
And he was telling some pretty lame jokes and all, but he had pictures of Leah, like real nice photos. And they're like the photos you see in like Maxim magazine where the girls never have their shirts on but are covering up their boobs.
Oh, really?
Wow.
He had pictures of, like that of Leah Remini?
Yeah. I mean, they were like professional pictures and all.
But was there a picture where she was topless covering her breasts with her hands?
He had three pictures and all of them were. There was one she's laying down like on like a silk cloth. She's just laying on her chest.
Well, you know what? I think we've seen those pictures at her house. Don't you remember when she had those dumb pictures with Angelo taken, like when they were the Gone with the Wind couple?
Oh, really?
Angelo wasn't in it.
I think that I saw a variety of those pictures.
I don't remember those. I don't remember. You spent more time in her house than I did. Really? Is she topless in those?
I think she, yes. But you can't see anything. But it's like with her hands over her boobs.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just enjoying that moment there.
Yeah. She was hot. It's very hot. Hello?
Yes.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like seeing Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air with us right now. Hello?
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 Yeah, is this Don and Mike?
Okay, this must be the segment where people just don't get it.
For Christ's sake. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey. I just wanted to call you real fast and tell you about a year ago, had a lot of things going on, lost my job, my wife left me and everything, and I was considering suicide, but on the bright side, I started picking up y'all's show down here in Greenville, and I started listening to you after a while. And, you know, it wasn't a major factor, but it did lead to maybe me thinking other things, and I just wanted to say thank you, guys, and I love your show.
Now, so what you're saying, can we use this as in our promotional material that
we saved a life?
The Don and Mike show prevented you from committing suicide?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Very good.
And furthermore, wouldn't you like to restate that now that we're taping this to say not that it was a small factor, but it was the major contributing factor?
It was a major contributing factor to me recounting my life decision of saving my life thanks to Don and Mike. I mean, y'all great guys.
How were you going to kill yourself? Had you given that any thought?
I don't know. It was just, like I said, everything hit me at once. I lost my job. My wife left me. I mean, just everything all at once, and I just did not know what to do, you know, with my life at the time. And it just, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really have any serious thoughts about the way I was going to do it. I just knew I was going to do it. And like I said, I was sitting down just flipping the station, and I came across your show and just, I don't know. I mean, just something caught me at that time. And
since we're on the subject now, if you were ever going to do that, how do you think you'd do it?
Well, I have a lot of variety of ways. I mean, there's a lot of tasteful ways to do that.
What's your number one tasteful choice of how to kill yourself if you were going to?
I don't know. Take some arsenic, stick my head in the oven, and turn on the gas.
That's a little violent, though.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Listen, I urge you or anyone else out there. Of course, first I'll tell you, don't kill yourself. And this I'm not kidding you about. Because there's no other way to get on God's bad side than to off yourself.
Yeah, have you said this before? Because you take away his ultimate power.
Yeah, I mean, that I do agree. And I know a lot of times I say stuff that I don't really mean. I do mean this. I think that all the bad people are in heaven. All the people who have done awful stuff throughout time, they have a place in heaven. Like maybe, you know, even the real bad guys, they're on the bottom floor of heaven. Yeah, and I mean him, Buzz.
Okay.
But maybe even he's in heaven, okay?
Uh-huh.
But the people who are below that are the people who kill themselves because you've taken away God's greatest gift that he's given you.
Well, I tell you what, guys, I think that was a part. And also, I think another part was, of course, I have a child. And that played a big part into it. But like I said, I don't know what it was, and it may sound corny and cliche, but for some reason it was like if y'all hit a bright spot in me, and just, I don't know, whether it swayed me the wrong, different way or not, I don't know.
Do you think there's a hierarchy in heaven, too?
You say
all the bad people are in heaven.
Yes,
but
I do.
Is there like a tier, like can you go up to the second floor with all the bad people on the first floor?
Yeah, for instance, you know, there's the, you know, you've got like... Well, I'll use a moderate bad guy, John Wilkes Booth,
okay?
Killed one of our greatest presidents, Abraham Lincoln. Okay, the guy wasn't right in the head. The guy shot a great man, but I believe he's still in heaven. He's just on the bottom floor of heaven.
Right.
You know, you move up a flight of heaven, and then you got...
Is there a basement in heaven?
Yeah, that's called the Hitler room.
The Hitler room?
That's the absolute basement of heaven.
Is there a penthouse in heaven?
Yes, absolutely.
So Mother Teresa would be like in a penthouse?
Yes, Mother Teresa's in the penthouse and Hitler's in the basement. And just to make this clear, even though technically it's all heaven, like where Hitler is, there's no air conditioning. There's no cable television.
Right.
There's no windows.
Food is really crappy.
Yeah, real bad fast food.
Like six-day-old sandwiches.
Yeah, but technically he's in heaven. But the people below that are the people who have killed themselves, because those are the people that really piss God off.
So you're saying that hell is stocked only with people that have committed suicide?
I believe so.
Nobody else?
That's really what I believe. And okay, maybe like the
Hitler... There would be some very interesting people in hell, then. I mean, like Ernest Hemingway, for example. He would be down in hell.
F him. You know, that's God's greatest gift.
I'm trying to think now of famous people that have come, you know, millions of them. Rob, you got a big brain.
Sure, well, that...
The great Brian Keith.
Brian Keith would
from Family Affair, right? He's in hell.
Robert
You've
Young
got a big brain.
In hell. He's in hell, right? The guy from Father Knows Best.
Sure.
What happens if you try to kill yourself but don't succeed?
Yeah.
Then I don't know. Perhaps you have to go towards some type of advisory board.
Too close to call?
When you get up there.
Too close to call.
I'm not really sure. Hold on.
You have to go to a circuit court judge.
Or at a Secretary of State.
Dad?
The hotline is ringing. Hello?
Dad?
Yeah, hola.
Hola. About your little system?
Yeah.
Hitler killed himself.
Oh, yeah, so Hitler wouldn't be there.
You're a Barty? See, that's why I'm paying the big bucks for the private school for my kid.
That's right.
You're right. Hitler killed himself.
Right.
Hitler is in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that you kill yourself just because your wife left you because you can't pay your bill.
Wow.
You have to live eternity with Adolf Hitler. Yes, Charlie.
He's in hell and have him pineapples shoved up his ass every day.
Little Nicky.
Right.
Oh,
Little Nicky. That's a reference from Little Nicky.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Well, Barty, as always, thank you. And congratulations on being the big winner in football this week.
Thank you.
You won the money.
I know. There was never a doubt in my mind.
Yeah. And did you hear that JB beat me?
No, I did not.
Yes, my undefeated season is no more.
While I root for your team, congratulations to him.
Oh, all right.
He's being very gracious. He's the money winner this week.
Yes, the humble winner he is. All right, I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, I'll see you later.
And I'd like to say good luck to Bob and Tom.
Who's that? Oh, the guys you're playing this week?
Yes.
Okay. All right, bye-bye. Bart technically is also not mathematically eliminated yet.
Ah, very good. Okay.
All right. Bye, buddy.
Okay, bye.
See you later. All right, well, then good. Well, that makes my argument even stronger that a bad guy like Hitler, he took cyanide, he killed himself. He's dead. He is not in heaven.
So it might be justified that he committed suicide just as well.
Yes.
Since he's not in heaven. But Jeffrey Dahmer was murdered. So Jeffrey Dahmer would be in heaven.
But he would be on the bottom floor of heaven.
Yeah, so he'd be away from the good people.
He would be in the crack house of heaven.
Ah, very good.
Okay, I'm not saying that there's, like, every level of heaven is not the perfection that you think it is. There are varying levels of heaven.
This is all explained in the Book of Donnie.
You know, so this is what I really, you know, I do have very strong religious convictions. I know it doesn't.
Well, I know you believe that thing about the suicide, but this whole thing about the floors of heaven, you're making that up as you go along, aren't you?
No.
You really have thought this out and
yes,
believe
I
this?
Have.
That's frightening.
I really have.
It's very scary to me.
I think so. I go to church.
I know you go to church.
I go to church. I know a lot
They're
of...
not up there going, you know, the church you go to, I know the church you go to. They don't go, yay, I would like to tell you about the basement and the penthouse in heaven.
Listen, you know, I mean, nobody knows for sure exactly what's going to happen. It's your own interpretation. My interpretation and my soul.
Tony Robbins knows for sure.
No, and listen, if there's any...
Have you heard that latest commercial from Tony Robbins, the one where he's got, like, laryngitis?
Yes, and if there's any justice, Tony Robbins will kill himself soon so that he ends up in hell. Because for me, that would be hell. Let's say that I make it to heaven, and I'm going to make it to heaven no matter what, because I'm not going to off myself. But imagine that. I get up there, and I'm like on level 5,
right,
and my roommate is Tony Robbins.
Right.
Jesus, you might as well send me down to hell. And for the record, if any of these people listening to us right now are thinking about suicide, first, of course, I'd say don't do it, because really it's the biggest sin you can commit. But if you're going to do it, you know, take the time to get a little blood and write on the wall, Don and Mike Rock.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Absolutely. If you're doing it in that grisly way.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to open a vein or something.
Yeah, if you're going to, that'd be about the only way. Yeah.
If you're going to open,
you can shoot yourself in the head and then write it.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that'd be real difficult to do.
Yeah, you're right, because you wouldn't have consciousness.
The opening of the veins is the only way you could do it.
So if you're going to do that, you know, open the vein and write on the wall, you know, Don and Mike Rock.
Write fast. And maybe include us in all notes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike rule.
Don and Mike rule. Don and Mike rock.
Right.
Don and Mike rock my world. Yeah, but I think everybody will be in heaven. You get up there and, you know, pretty much everything is wiped away. It just depends what level you're on.
I like that defending your life thing. Where you get different levels.
You know, to a certain extent, I buy that stupid Albert Brooks movie.
Mm-hmm.
I buy that, although I don't think you drive around in trams and you get to wear robes and eat anything you want and not gain any weight.
I love that that Italian restaurant they go to. I got tons of pasta.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What level will Elvis be on?
Elvis?
Yeah.
Okay. Elvis is in heaven.
He's in heaven?
Even though Elvis killed himself.
Well, he didn't know he was killed.
He didn't do it on purpose.
Exactly. Right, he really didn't kill himself. He just kind of died, you know, from an overdose.
Elvis is in the special entertainer's wing of heaven.
Oh, okay.
And you've got that wing where you've got Janis and Jimmy and...
Right.
For instance, Kurt Cobain. Hello, welcome to hell.
Yeah.
You want to hear Nirvana? You're going to hear, you're going to see Adolf Hitler playing drums with Kurt Cobain because Kurt Cobain is in hell because he killed himself.
When Elvis is in heaven, does he have his teeth back?
The ones that were smashed out with the hammer, Rob?
Yeah, because if he's at a lower level, I want to know if they, like, replace his teeth. Or is he fat and purple? Is he young and skinny? How does he look?
Rob, these answers I don't have.
Oh, that's tough.
I believe
it. Your soul, man.
I believe that... When you get there, you will see Elvis in the way you want to see him.
I believe when you get there, you will sense Elvis.
Purple and no teeth?
You won't. Elvis may not have a physical form, but you will be aware of his presence. You will be able to converse with him.
You'll smell him.
Further, will I be aware of his champagne flute full of cough syrup?
I think Elvis up in heaven can have anything he wants. Anything he
That'll
wants, Rob.
That'll be great. I look forward to seeing
He'd probably be on a high floor, because it was kind of like the people around him that were a little bit responsible for him becoming what he is.
Liquid Demerol. Elvis is probably in the hospital of heaven. That's where he's happiest.
Yeah?
You know, you put him in the hospital.
Sure.
Him, like the IVs. They got all those...
he's got one of those modern things that he can give himself the medication.
Yeah, those painkillers that he loves so much.
That liquid Demerol.
Tape the button down, man.
Yeah,
man. Tape it down, man.
Cutting holes in his feet.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, you missed yesterday, but did you see Leah in a bra last night?
You're only about the fourth person to mention it today.
Well, hey, I had to step away from the radio.
Well, then you shouldn't call.
Don't do that.
Thank you. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don.
What?
Hey, if the reason you go to hell is because you cheated God from killing, you know, by killing yourself, wouldn't murderers have cheated God, too?
That's an interesting point.
No.
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 Okay.
That's a very logical argument.
I'm just telling you, listen, this is my interpretation.
Right.
God loves everybody. God gave us free will. If God didn't want us to kill each other, God would not have given us the option to kill each other. That's something bad that happens along the way.
Ah,
you know, I can't believe
that's
how,
why you're the radio god.
I can't believe how freaking serious I am about this. But if you want to piss God off, you want God's wrath off yourself.
So you're saying if you take the ultimate gift he gave to you,
yeah,
it'll really get him angry.
Because you could be unbalanced and
so
kill somebody.
Conceivably, when you're taking the life of someone else, God's, you know, instrumental in doing that.
Well, you know, well, listen, like the Unabomber.
God controls that. I mean, God can make that bullet go anywhere.
Listen, you know, this is like the Unabomber.
Okay.
I give these discussions to people about God. Is there a God? Well, if
there is a God, how come God didn't stop the Unabomber? Yeah, well, how come God didn't stop any of the horrible things?
That's what I'm saying. It's free will. God lets us do this stuff. So God said, God gets the Unabomber up there, and he goes, you know what? You're effed in the head.
So the Ten Commandments thing, you're not...
I've always told you, if you are 6'10", you're okay with the Ten Commandments. 6 out of 10.
Yeah, but some of those commandments are a lot more heavy than the other ones, don't you think?
You bat 600, you're okay in God's eyes.
I thought it was 7 that you said.
I shoot for 8.
Of course, Buzz does.
All right, well, maybe 7.
I think
you know, I don't even know what they all are, for goodness sakes.
Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain,
okay,
honor
right
thy
there.
Mother and father.
All right, hold on, just a second.
Okay, that's 5 that I have?
Covet thy neighbor's wife. Listen, who hasn't lusted after somebody else?
Right. Is coveting like doing something about it, or is
no,
coveting just admiring?
Your heart.
Right, so right away, everybody is disqualified.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
You know? Honor thy mother and father. Who's never said bad stuff to their moms and dads?
Yeah, I mean, if you were going by the letter of the law, everybody
right,
said
okay.
bad things to their parents.
So right there, you got 2. How can you think those
I shouldn't
two
say things? Everybody. I'm sure there are a few saints out there that may not have done it. You know?
No, listen, how can you... How, nobody can pass this. Nobody can.
Right.
So 6 or 7, boom, you got your e-ticket all the way up to the good floors of heaven. You're fine. And if you're one of those psycho morons that kills or rapes or does something awful, then you're on the bottom floor of heaven, which really is not heaven. It should be called Heaven-El, which is half heaven and half hell.
I agree with you to a point that that he get maddest about the greatest gift, but I have to consider what that guy said about murderers,
yeah,
too. Because murdering, when you're murdering, you're also taking that great gift and taking away and exercising. You're actually doing what God should be doing.
But don't you think that if God... Come on, you mean to tell me you think God's so stupid that God didn't know that people were going to evolve like this and that
oh, I think God
we were going
knows.
To be given the opportunity to do all this bad stuff to each other?
I think God gives us the free will to do that and then sits back and judges us.
Listen, cavemen were killing each other with their goddamn sticks.
Right.
You know, they'd see an animal moving around. They'd go kill each other with their sticks so they could have the animal. Do you think that caveman has gone to hell because he killed some guy?
I don't know about the whole concept of heaven and hell. I'm not sure about that.
That I am sure.
Okay.
You can trust me on that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Right on.
Don't worry.
That must be nice.
Listen.
That must be nice to have it all figured out.
Listen, when we die, you're going to be happy that you've known me for 15 years.
It'll pay off.
Because you're going to get up there, and I don't care which one of us is there first. When I arrive, whether I'm there first or you're there first, and I show up then, it'll be like, hey, I'll walk in. And immediately, God's going to come to me and he's going to say, you know what? You're one of the people who got it. Welcome to the third floor. I'm bumping you up to first class.
Right.
Because you're one of the people who really gets what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And don't discount doing nice stuff for people either.
Right.
I mean, like when I go through an airport and I see the old lady with the charity stuff,
right,
I always throw a 20 in there.
So that does have some bearing on it, too.
Sure.
For what floor you're on.
Yes.
In the hotel.
Yeah.
In the Heaven Hotel.
Yes, it does.
The gigantic Heaven Hotel.
Mm. Right. I mean it. I'm serious. Wait till we get
Stop
there.
Stop saying you're serious because you're
am.
Making me laugh. The more you say you're
wait
serious.
Wait until we get there.
Wait till we get there.
Just wait till we get there. You're going to find out. 24-hour room service. Full porno. You know what I mean. Full porno.
$5.96 only better.
24 hours of just money shots over and over. You don't even have to sit through the plot of the movie to get to the good part.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I used to be a cop in Montgomery County, Maryland, and we responded to a gunshot one day in Bethesda. And when we got there, the guy had blown his brains out and
I know that you guys are interested in being involved with these suicides. You happen to be listening to your show.
You mean the guy had our show on?
The radio was tuned to your show.
The radio was tuned to our show, and but
and it was a response call that when we responded, it was about probably about 15 minutes after the gunshot was heard, and
God,
when we got there you were.
Was it during the regular show, or was it during Buzz's news?
And they've been messed up. I don't know.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's creepy. That's extremely creepy.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, it's like he was trying to water down that last guy that said we prevented a suicide.
Right.
Hope he didn't cause one.
No, come on, please. No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering what level of heaven I might make it to. I'm a pretty nice person, but I do your basic bad stuff.
Like what?
You know, adultery, bestiality, bigamy, all the good stuff.
Bestiality?
Yeah, man.
Well, you have sex with animals?
Sure.
Do you hurt the animals when you have sex with them?
Oh, I don't know. You know, they can't talk. I can't tell if they're yelping or moaning.
Oh, my God.
I believe that's pronounced bestiality.
You, I think you'd be on one of the lower floors.
Lower floors?
A lower floor, I believe so.
Yeah, but you can make it right by doing nice things for people.
So are you saying if I, do some shallow, selfless acts, it'll be okay?
Yes. Pay it forward, my friend. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, try to do the deep, selfless acts.
Okay, a little bit. Enough of that, please.
Hey, how about our theology discussion? I always like it when we talk this theology.
Okay.
Y'all can mock me.
Theology of the insane.
Just wait till you get up there.
Yes, you'll never know. I guess we'll all never know until that time comes.
Just wait till you get up there. When I'm sitting in my room, surrounded by a humidor that has millions of Opus X cigars, and there's NFL football on 24 hours a day.
Will we see you if we're on a different floor?
I'll allow you to come visit me. I'll have a pass that can get you up into the owner's box when I'm up there. What if I get up there and God is... It looks like Daniel Snyder, though.
Aye,
aye, aye. Aye.
Ah, yeah.
That'd be rough. Okay, let's clear the line. Didn't mean to get so heavy with y'all. But every once in a while, I just like to say, I've got the gift.
That's pretty lighthearted heaviness, I think.
I've got the gift, and I know what's happening, and I like sharing that with you.
The
when
gift
I can.
Of what? Of seeing what God in heaven is all about?
I believe so.
That's truly incredible.
I believe so. You know, hey, believe it or not, I'm a religious dude.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I know I throw the GD bomb out there all the time, and I wish awful things on people, but, you know, I don't really mean it. It's on the radio.
Right.
It's on the radio. I mean, I even say GD off the radio. But, you know, that's off the radio. You know what I mean?
I don't mean it.
This is words.
I'm getting dizzy.
This is words. If he didn't want me to say them, he wouldn't have made the words up.
He'd stop your tongue?
Yeah. Or no, he would never have made the word God, never would have made the word damn. He knows I don't mean nothing by it. I'm fine. See you up there. I might be on floor two the more I think about it. I really might. I'm not a bad person. Really?
Floor two?
Yeah, I might be on floor two.
Well, how many floors is the hotel?
At least 10.
Oh, really?
I might be very close to the top floor.
Well, floor two would be down towards the bottom.
No. I mean, like, in a hotel.
You might be on floor nine.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right, because if you're in a hotel...
You're on floor number two, that's not doing real well.
Okay, you know, I was going...
And it's like one of those real, super high ones, like with 35 floors.
I was doing like the Casey Kasem countdown.
Right.
As the number gets smaller, the hit gets bigger.
No, you'd be, so you'd be saying you'd be like on, if it's a 20-floor bill, you'd be on like number 18.
18, a possibility of 19.
Wow.
With a possibility of 19. Do you know how many times a day, seriously, I know we have to break. Do you know how many times a day, seriously, I just say out loud... Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
I do all the time.
Right.
I swear. I'm driving around. Sometimes I just go, wow, that's a really nice day.
Thank you, God. I bet he appreciates that.
Go ahead. You can think
or
I'm
she.
A,
no, I do that.
You can think I'm a fag, but I do it. I look around and I go, hey.
I don't think you're a fag at all. I think it's good to thank God.
I just look around and I say, thank you, God.
I think it'd be all very arrogant to think that there wasn't something beyond all of us.
Right. We get our ratings. I say, God will get our ratings. I really say thank you, God.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, I say thank you, God.
Thank God.
He let me down, though, this weekend.
Because you lost your fantasy.
Yeah. All right, so you blew one, God. I'll let you slide this time. You've been okay to me up to this point. Let's clear the lines and get a call 100 right now. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Yeah, you do. You do scare me when you talk like this.
I know.
Scare the hell out of me.
And I know.
I really will never know what's inside that mind of yours.
I just told
told you.
Yeah, I hope not.
That's
all right,
it.
Yes, very good. Okay.
That's not shtick. That's my belief of the universe.
It's very good.
Call 100. You wait. You'll be telling me. In heaven.
You were right.
Here I am.
I believe that 1,000%.
Here I am. Loving life on life floor, life number, floor number four. Can I come up to floor number two? I say, come on up, Mike.
Come up to the... Oh, you mean me? I'm going to be on a lower floor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, you'll be on the same floor as me.
Same floor.
Yeah. You're a good person.
I am.
You have a good heart.
Thank you.
You're okay.
Thank you.
Now, Rob, and this is what I mean. Don't count on being anywhere near us. Okay? I mean, really, Rob. You're going to be one of the cellar dwellers.
Don't you sweat it. I know we'll all meet up in the lobby bar.
I think Rob will be on a higher floor.
Rob will be on a very high floor.
Mm-mm. You know why?
Really?
Yeah, I do.
God knows the hate in your heart.
You know what I hate? I hate people that commit suicide.
So I'll be okay. Yes, you will. All right, call 100 time, 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
So everybody says that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Rude and Rude. Hey, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, here we go with a call. Number 100. There we go. I got the right thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, yes you are. What's your name, a friend?
I'm Dustin.
Dustin, where are you from?
Spokane, Washington.
Dustin, you won the DVD copy of Titan A.E., an action-packed sci-fi adventure. Own Titan A.E. on DVD and VHS now. It's in space like you've never seen it before. Enjoy, my friend.
Thank you, Don Mike.
Thank you. Hold on.
Space creatures.
Just a second. we're going to have to start the trolling soon for Strip Trivia. We're playing Strip Trivia this Friday.
Yeah.
Probably really start the trolling for that on tomorrow's episode.
Wonderful.
Thursday, an old friend coming back to visit.
Dufrigno.
Fantastic. Who was here, I think, the last time for the, was it the nude wedding? Or was it,
yes,
the wedding of strangers. The nude wedding.
Good guy, good sense of humor. Likes coming on the show.
We like Lou.
Not to get an erection.
That's what he told, right? Don't get an erection. That was his pre-wedding advice for the nude wedding. So he's coming on the show Thursday.
Good.
Friday, I know all you wrestling fans love it. Friday in studio, Diamond Dallas Page from the WCW.
Wonderful.
He'll be in right before Strip Trivia on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be jam-packed. Plus, Nancy's coming on again this week. The annoying Jim Nance.
Jim Nance.
Tim Stickney will be calling us in a moment. He's RJ on One Life to Live.
And, of course, we'll ask him. He probably won't tell us, but we're going to ask him who got shot on One Life to Live today.
Because they're so queer. We watch that soap opera every single day. Today we're going to be picking the winner also of the lucky family who gets to have Thanksgiving dinner 1 week from today in the conference room with Mr. 40 and Shiloh from 2exposed.com.
That'll be a wonderful dinner as you get the fine company of Mr. 40, and then you get the fantastic stage show in the middle of the table from Shiloh.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's a sex show.
It is a sex show.
It's a sex show. She does it on stage, but she'll be doing it in front of
the stage will be your dinner table.
She'll be doing it in front of the entire dinner party at the table.
Yum, yum.
So if you've got a family, maybe it's your family, and you think that they deserve this Thanksgiving treat, fax us, because we've got three good entries already. We'll select one today.
Very good.
But give you the last opportunity now to fax us a letter and tell us why your family deserves this treat next Tuesday.
Good.
Our fax number is 800-636-6410.
Wonderful.
I told you today we'd spend some time going through some of the email responses from Bob Levy, the columnist for the Washington Post.
Bob Levy's the guy that wrote a nasty little column about us, and we called him on a few facts, and we had our listeners write him, and apparently he didn't like it.
Okay, let me just give you one example, okay, because I got pages of them.
Right.
But I want to read you, this is the letter that the listener of our show wrote to Bob Levy,
mm-hmm.
and the response he received via email from Bob Levy.
Good.
Dear Mr. Levy, my name is I'm not going to read the guy's name. And I'm a lifelong resident of Washington, D.C. I was surprised to see the contents of your column dated November 10th, wherein you made an ignorant and or uneducated attempt to explain how the ratings for radio stations are garnered. Your attempt to bridge the knowledge divide between what your overinflated ego allows you to think you know and what you misconceive as us, the uneducated masses, were both offensive and downright incorrect. Mm. I'm not a radiophile, nor, unlike yourself, do I aspire to be one. I have, however, participated in the meticulous procedure that Arbitron uses to rank stations, and I find it, while far from perfect, much more effective than the fairy tale you learned from the evidence of some meddling reader. On the coattails of the presidential election debacle, you and your publication must be acutely aware of the image problems that currently embroil the media. This lack of faith held by the public is only
exacerbated.
Right. By rogue journalists like yourself who go around making up the news. Your column was either written in bad faith or ignorance. Either way, you are simply a poor reporter and a great model of why we've lost faith in the press.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to Don and Mike since I was in the seventh grade. And unlike the connotation of your column, I'm a graduate of a top 50 law school. Rankings, again, not collected through the cold calling of an intern and member of the State Bar of North Carolina. I'm not sure whether you suffer from an overhyped sense of self-importance or an ego rung amok because you pen a rarely read fluff column buried between the comics and horoscopes, but I'd be willing to wager that Don and Mike listeners are more educated and self-aware than are your readers.
Mm-hmm.
I was somewhat encouraged by one thing about your column. I now realize how simple it must be to author a column that needs to be entertaining or grounded in fact. As a result, I'm going to attach a copy of my resume to this letter in the hope that you'll pass it along to the personnel department of the much-maligned Washington Post. While it would be unlikely to believe that you'd be willing to aid a potential replacement to your cupcake job, I have faith that there is no depth to your stupidity.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
And that's well-written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's articulate. And then
that's
here,
took a little time to write that.
Oh, here is the response. Dear Mr. Go to hell.
Nice. There, very nice, Bob.
That's the response from Bob Levy.
Terrific, Bob.
The guy takes all that time to email that letter. Now, granted, he's calling Bob Levy a jerk.
Right.
But he's doing it in a very intelligent manner.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Levy should at least spar with this guy. That was the only response.
Go to hell.
Go to hell. There
go
you
to
go.
Hell.
There's
go.
Bob Levy for you.
I told you, over the last couple of days, people have been faxing us all the emails they sent this columnist for the Post and all of the responses. And they have gone from polite to slightly ticked off
right
to that, which is simply, Dear Mr. Blank,
oh, man,
go to hell.
You know, what a satisfying response that that writer must have had, because that's terrific to get that response from Bob Levy.
All right, here's a guy on the phone who's got another response. Justin?
Yeah, hey, Don, Mike. What's,
hey, what did you email to Bob Levy?
Well, I basically told him that, you know, I'd been contacted by Arbitron before, and, you know, I told him, ran down all the stuff with him. And after a while, you know, it's like you said yesterday, he kept on getting more and more frustrated with the responses, and he's like,
So you had, was this a series of emails with Bob Levy?
Yeah, it was pretty short, though. He basically, you know, just started, breaking down. You know, it's pretty much, yeah, you got a good point, leave me alone, bye.
Okay, so he was curt with you.
Yeah, very curt.
He was curt with you because time was of the essence.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I love you.
Bye-bye. All right, get out of here for goodness sake.
Go away, you. Yesterday, we got a call from Texas from some guy who was listening to our station in Iowa.
George W. Bush.
Radio station KCJJ, which is one of the most powerful AM stations in America.
Well, if it gets all the way from Iowa to Tejas, that's true.
Well, they actually sent us a letter today, the people at KCJJ, to say that that's not a record.
Oh.
That some guy picked up our show in Texas. But,
right.
You know, it's the most powerful AM station in America, and now that it gets dark earlier,
right,
you can hear it all across America at 16:30 a.m.
I think Perth, Australia is the record.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this.
What is it?
From Sweden.
Wow.
They got a letter from a guy.
Isn't that incredible?
They got a letter from a guy in Sweden. And the guy is one of these radio nuts who wanted confirmation from the station of what he was listening to.
That is amazing.
So the guy in Sweden, his name is... Oh, crap. Jean Burnell. And he writes, I received your radio station, 1630 AM, in Sweden, in Helsinki.
Wow.
The signal faded in and out, and there was some atmospheric interference. At best, though, the reception was quite readable. Here is what I heard. 5:45 p.m. Don and Mike show. Audience participation, phone calls. A competition for listeners where the 11th and final word of a story they wrote was clown. 5:59 p.m. Program identification. This is the Don and Mike show. Commercial. Shampoo from the makers of natural hair.
That's great.
6:01 p.m. Female presenter. 1630 KCJJ at 6:01. You're listening to Don and Mike. Here's the closing market report brought to you by the Invest Department at the Iowa State Bank and Trust Company.
All the way in Helsinki.
Cool. 6:10 p.m. One of them argues with his wife for a half hour. That's great.
That's fantastic.
All the way from Sweden.
That is one heck of a station right there.
Somebody is listening to the show.
So what is give us the call sign again for that station so that people all over America can tune in to see if they can maybe grab this station at night.
That's 1630.
1630 on your AM dial.
Right. And, I mean, they sent us a whole package full of stuff, like letters from Canada, Newfoundland, all over the place where people are listening to the show. KCJJ's signal received here in Canada is often good. I do listen to the Don and Mike show, so I thought I should get around to writing to you.
Fantastic.
So they go everywhere.
That's great.
The reception report for KCJJ Radio. JJ.
JJ, come on now, JJ.
JJ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Angela from Rockville.
Hello, Angela.
I know Bob Levy's daughter. She's a freshman at NYU right now. I did a show with her, and she's the sweetest, nicest person you'll ever meet in your life. Every single time I encountered her father, I just wondered how his seed could spawn that girl.
Well, I can't argue with that.
All right, well, I'm glad you had nice things to say about his daughter.
Yeah. We're not about taking family members because really they can't choose.
Right. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
See you later. That's an unusual call. I know you and I are both having getting into our defensive crouch there because we don't want, you know, no matter what we say about somebody that we're having a feud with, we really don't like to involve the family members.
I mean,
you know?
The kid's got nothing to do with it.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hi there, Mike Landis?
Mojo calling in.
It's Morris Jones.
It's Morris Jones.
Mojo today.
Hey, Mojo.
Hey, Mike, I thought of you today. I drank a glass of barium.
Hey, did you really, Morris?
All by myself. I was being belligerent today.
Just for the fun of it, right, Mo?
Yes, sir. I have a quote today from Al Gore.
All right, here he is, Morris Jones from Fox 5 News.
In the first place position, this has been one hell of a game.
All right, thank you, Morris.
Thank you. Welcome to my world.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Morris Jones.
Morris Jones from Fox News.
There you go. Isn't he marvelous?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Right. For your information, my dad was born in Helsinki. It's the capital of Finland.
Finland. All right, well, I take it back. They wrote down Sweden. All right. Well, then Finland. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for hanging up. Well, but did he say, does that mean that he was listening in Sweden and in Finland?
Hold on.
I have to look in the file.
Hold on. What did I do with it? I just had it here.
Put it in your folder?
No, I didn't put it in the folder.
It's good stuff.
I don't know what I did with it. Did someone come in and pick it up?
No one did.
When you were reading that...
Here it is. Got it. There
he is. When you were reading that, you said Sweden, and then he moved it. I also heard it in... I thought he said I also heard it in Helsinki.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I thought.
The letter says, I also heard it in Helsinki, and here on the top of the facts from KCJJ, they write, they listen to you in Sweden.
Yeah. Well, the operative sentence there is, I also listen to you in Helsinki.
Helsinki.
So that means Finland and Sweden for that smart guy listener that we're calling.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you. Thanks for hanging up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike is on the wagon.
Here you go.
Never going to drink again. Mike is on the wagon. He's putting down that devil gin. He's doing it for his daughters. He's doing it for his wife. He's going to stay on that wagon. He's doing it for his life.
And he's gone.
That's your guy.
That's a fine effort. I'm going to give him a round of applause on that one.
Lyrically, that was much stronger than most of his effort.
May have been his strongest performance yet.
Because normally he just gives us a line or two, then it's right into the burping,
the
wheezing.
I mean, that was a musical.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike, talk Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air with us.
Hey, I was wondering, you said that Mother Teresa was in the penthouse?
Yes.
Yeah, does that mean she's peeing on somebody?
No, she's not in Penthouse Magazine.
Oh, good. You said she was in the penthouse. So I figured she must be peeing on someone. If she was, who do you think she would be peeing on?
The Pope.
Which one? All 150 of them?
Just taking a league on the Pope.
Wow.
Okay, hold on, everybody. It's time for soap opera time.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, I know we're big fags because we talk about this show all the time. I don't care if you think we're fags because we watch it. We watch One Life to Live every day.
Today was one of the best episodes yet. It was riveting with the big contract killing and going on at the wedding of Vicky and whoever that guy is.
Joining us now, a guy who was nice enough to come see us when we were up in New York at NEW. Here is Tim Stickney. You know him as RJ.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
On One Life to Live.
You didn't pull that trigger today, did you, Tim?
Oh, no. I'm on the other side of town. I have an alibi.
Well, that's not it. Mike, there was a white guy up there.
I know. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
I saw the guy that pulled the trigger today. And I met Tim last week when we were in New York.
Right. You were dressed for the occasion.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no, that's me. I was in the...
No, you were undressed for the occasion.
Gotcha. So, listen, the show One Life to Live, obviously... We are queer for the show, and I don't know why. Do you find a lot of men come up to you and tell you that they watch One Life to Live like Mike and I do?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've been doing the show for just around 6 years now, and in my neighborhood at the time, I was up in Washington Heights around 156th and Broadway. The first people to really stop me and say, "Hey, you're the guy that's on One Life." Were the men on the corner, you know, standing by the bodega having a 40.
I'll tell you right now, you've got to be one of the most recognizable guys in soap operas. I mean, because of your unique look.
Yeah, I stick out a bit.
Mm-hmm. So listen.
I've always kind of, I've looked odd for a while, I guess, by the American standards. So,
is that all real? That's all your hair?
It has all grown from my body.
Wow, that's incredible. Me.
Hey, listen, on that show, I know that the target audience are house frows who are doing the laundry at, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're not the target audience, but we watch it every day. And still, I've got to ask, outside of Conchita, and there's a couple of hotties on the show.
Right, exactly.
We've got some beautiful Latinas on our show, yeah.
But generally, why do you have, like, the old bags like Linda Dano and Erica Slezak? And what is so ridiculous is...
I mean, it's not just one May-December romance. You got two of them on there.
No, we do have some interesting romances.
Yeah. Who believes that some young, vibrant guy is going to be involved with an old hag like Erica Slezak?
Well, you know, like you said, we're going for that target demo, which is a little different from your target demo.
Now, do you think they take it and they see do they test the relationship that Erica Slezak's having with the other guy, and then they say, hey, this is working so well, we're going to do it again and get Linda Dano to marry a guy that's like one-third of her age? I'm just curious about that.
Well, I think the language might be a little different. I think it might be more like, people are really responding to Vicky being
getting involved with that, you know, healthy younger man.
Right.
And we do have this very attractive single detective who's hanging around with a very young girl right now.
Mm-hmm. Now you do. Now listen, there are a couple of real cuties on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's just, I was watching it last week. It was a scene before Vicky's getting married.
Right.
And
what's the name of the character that Vicky's married? What's his name?
Ben. Yeah, Ben Davidson.
Ben Davidson.
Okay. So they're in this room and they're naked, okay? And there's candles all over the place.
Yes.
And he's lubing her up.
Yes.
He's rubbing the oil in his hands.
He's got good hands.
And all of a sudden, you see his hands going up and down on a part of her body, and I can't figure out what part it is. And then I realize...
Resemble a ham.
Yeah. I realize it's her gigantic calf. And he is working his way down to her big man foot. And he starts rubbing on her foot, and I about puked. I really about puked.
Well, Don, I guess you're safely out of the Target demo for that storyline.
All right, and answer another question for us. Robert S. Woods, who plays Bo Buchanan.
Bobby, yeah.
Has he had a facelift?
Or any work done whatsoever, like perhaps a chin implant?
Yes, there was some work done.
Hey, way to go. We knew. We're big fans. We knew that. Yes. And I got to ask you this. I wouldn't be doing my job. Who got shot today in the episode?
Oh, let me think. Today.
Yeah.
Because, they taped.
Oh, that's right. They taped it. Yeah. Today was
we
on the
shoot a lot of people on our
show. All right. The wedding reception show. I mean, you weren't in the scene. I don't think you were in this scene.
Who got shot?
Yeah, who got shot? It was the one where Asa takes out the contract on Ben. I mean, they were looking at Ben, and then you get a shot of Vicky, and a shot of Ben, and a shot of Ben, and a shot of Vicky, and they fade to black, and you don't know what's going on.
Well, who do you think?
Well, I think Vicky got shot, and Don thinks Ben got shot.
You're both wrong.
Oh, you're the man. I like you, man. You
well, that's good
all
news. Hey, listen, you're good looking, attractive man. You know, I mean that in a hetero way. You're on a soap opera.
Yeah.
Do you get all kinds of stink because of that?
Well, you know, I have been married a very long time.
Oh, how long have you been married?
13.
13. Wow, 13 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Let me give you a who would you do, because this is a who would you do that Mike and I have all the time on in the office.
Very good.
This is how seriously we watch the soap opera you're on.
Sure.
Okay.
Who would you do?
Here? In Landview?
Yes. And I'm going to give you two choices.
Wait, is it Tim or is it RJ?
No, I'm asking Tim right now.
Okay.
Tim.
Okay.
Tim. The real guy. Who would you do? The actress who plays Nora?
Uh-huh.
Or the actress who plays... Vicky?
No.
The blonde
lady that was involved.
Or Lindsay.
Yeah. Or Lindsay. Yes. Who would you do?
Is Lindsay the younger one or the older one?
No. She's the one who used to be married.
She's the artist. Yeah. That tried to marry Tu Buchanan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which one would you do, Nora or Lindsay?
Nora.
You do Nora.
Of course he would.
Why? Because I would do Lindsay. Why would you do Laura? Nora.
Because Nora's hot.
I'm trying to tap dance here.
All right, listen, tell me
they're
something.
They're both lovely ladies.
They're both lovely, and Nora's
think,
very hot.
I think one would be a little bit more of a team activity, and the other would require a bit more of the pampering.
Ah.
And I'd rather, like, hand the baton off and go.
And besides, isn't Lindsay a little longer in the tooth than Nora?
I don't know the digits, but I think they're in the same range there.
Same range?
Yeah, yeah.
She got the big booty, Lindsay does, right?
She is a full-figured woman.
Okay.
She's good.
Let me give you another one. Another who would you do?
This is good.
Now, this is an awful who would you do.
Okay.
Who would you do?
Oh, I know. You can ask Slezak or Dano?
Yes. Linda Dano or Erica Slezak, if you had to do one of them, who would you do?
Oh, my. I have never imagined that.
I bet you haven't.
You got to pick one. Mike and I have both picked.
You picked?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll pick them. Then you have to tell me who you
Yeah,
pick.
We will.
I don't remember who I picked.
Boy.
I remember who you picked.
Oh, but I'd have to go with Linda.
That's who I
Dano.
Yeah.
And Mike picked Slezak.
Did I really?
You did because...
What the hell was I thinking?
Well, it was one of those days that Linda Dano was really looking like Skeletor.
I saw Linda Dano in the wedding reception scene. She looked better than Vicky did with her wedding outfit.
It was a wintry, like chocolates and browns and things at the wedding.
Yeah, chocolates and browns.
I remember that it wasn't very festive looking because, well, I'm evil, so I don't get invited.
Yeah, chocolates and browns. The bride looked like one of the Cleveland Browns.
And that dude who plays...
Lisa Buchanan?
He's our man.
Philly. Now, you know, I'd almost forgotten to ask him if he would talk to you all. And he is here today, or at least he was early. So it's put it in my mind. So I'll bring you up to him. And okay. He's a hoot. He's a good guy.
We have two questions about him.
Uh-huh.
First, are all of his lines like written down for him? Because he looks down at the newspaper all the time.
Does
during
he have
his
like
scenes?
Cue cards on the ashtray, cue cards on the table, cue cards on the ceiling?
No, and I'll tell you, I've been here for six, and before I got here, this show and most of the others no longer use cue cards or teleprompters.
Okay, really?
It would just go too fast, and there are too many reflective surfaces to catch the guy standing there with a white card. It's impossible.
Does he really drink on the show?
No.
Like when he has those glasses of bourbon?
No.
We always speculated there might be real bourbon in there.
These days, that's unacceptable.
But
I hear tell, you know.
The young girl who plays Todd's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a nationwide search to find maybe the ugliest kid in America?
She's lovely.
Come on.
She's a lovely little actress.
Yeah, carrying on the great sleeves extradition.
Listen, I'm sorry. We watched the show. These are the questions we have about the character.
Yeah, we are passionately involved with this show, and we are dying to know.
Actually, it's a testament to how good a child she was and child actor that she isn't the first, your Colgate child. She really is a good actor.
You are the ultimate diplomat. Got to give you credit.
On the show One Life to Live, your character, RJ.
Yes.
Who has RJ banged on that show?
Oh, I must have the plague or something.
Do they just keep you as the evil RJ?
I am the evil sexless RJ.
Oh, they've got to get you more sexually involved.
Oh, no. For a while, didn't they?
I did have a woman on the show.
What about that hag? What about the Dorian Lord, weren't you like...
No, we were just buddies. We were evil buddies.
You never made it with Dorian?
No.
And where's she now? Where'd she go off?
She is on our competitor.
Oh.
They ought to bring her back, and then maybe she could get involved with, like, an 18-year-old.
Hey. Well, not that I'm at all plugging where she is, but I love Robin. But, I mean, listen to this pitch, okay?
Okay.
She is a 300-year-old witch.
Really?
What, in real life or on the show?
On her new gig.
Oh, on her new show.
So, if you were going to do something else with Dorian, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. He was evil.
And listen, what happened to the guy, the actor, who in real life fell off his tractor and got run over by his tractor?
Clint Buchanan.
He recovered. That was difficult.
Now, we haven't seen Clint a lot. Is he still on the show?
He's not under contract, so I guess his character still exists on the palette, but I think it's a recurring situation. I don't think that's a guaranteed number of days, but they keep in contact so that...
It was terrific because he looks so much like Asa.
Yeah, it's funny, the three men playing father and the two sons, because...
Asa, Clint, and Bo.
Yeah, they are... there.
Don't forget what
experience.
Who's the guy who thinks he's Ace's son, but he's not? The guy who's with
Max
Jimmy. Holden. Max Holden.
Yeah, James DePriva.
And who's Max's girlfriend that went insane?
Blair.
Blair.
Blair, that's right. Blair's really flipped her lid.
Yeah, she does that.
she's pretty hot.
And what's the
yes, she is.
Who's the actress that's that always fights with Blair, the cute blonde, younger blonde?
Very, very fair skin.
Yes.
Okay, I have to pull her real name.
All right. Well, what's your character?
Robin.
Name?
Robin Christopher. She plays Sky.
No, not Sky.
Oh,
the other blonde.
Tina, Tognoni, Kelly.
Kelly.
That's Lindsay's sister, right?
No.
Kelly.
Is Lindsay's sister is...
What is Kelly's character's real name?
How ridiculous is this to anybody who doesn't watch this show?
Right?
I mean, we're more intense about this than we are about our stupid fantasy football.
That's the one fact I want to get out of this entire discussion. Kelly's... what's her name, the actress?
Kelly, with Joey and Kevin.
Yeah, what's her name?
Gina Tognoni. Italian T-O-G... for the Tognoni.
Tognoni.
Gina Tognoni. She's my number one on that show.
She is a very attractive
she's
woman.
She's the hottest one you have on that show.
Yeah, she's sharp. She'll cut you.
Yeah, all right.
So listen, seriously, come on, you're a big star on the show. It's obvious we watch the show. We're gay for the show.
Have you ever had an affair with Gina Tognoni?
No, sir. No, no, no.
What is it going to take for you to get us a simple walk-on role? I mean, we're in New York all the time now.
Well, the thing is, here, it's just really, it's next to impossible. I mean,
really?
Yeah, to put it in perspective.
Okay.
Back when we had the jazz story going on,
mm-hmm.
and we had Erykah Badu come on the show.
Right.
The week she taped our episode, she was on maybe 6 magazine covers on the newsstand.
Right.
And the producer at the time, who was different, but, you know, these things don't change a great deal, I had to really kind of explain to her that she was kind of a big deal and that we should really make use of the point that she was there.
Oh, so they didn't even want Erykah Badu on the show?
Well, the week she was on, our lead promo was Blair fighting with Todd. You didn't even know she was going to be on the show.
No, I got you. So what you're saying is the people that are running the show are not that bright.
They wouldn't see the benefit.
They wouldn't see it.
Okay. Well, that's honest.
Well,
that's,
you know,
okay. How about this?
Not to mention that, you know, we have different letters of the alphabet starting it off with.
But you know what? Let me explain that, you know, if it's at all, but what we would be looking for is just, you know, we'd be extras, just to be extras, just to be background.
Well, what they do, and I can try that, is, you know, the weatherman thing. Where you know, you're at Carlotta's counter having coffee.
Yeah, that's what we want. We don't want...
Right.
I hope you didn't think that we wanted lines or anything like that, because we know we wouldn't get that. We just like to be in a scene.
Well,
like,
sure. I mean, I listen, so I know that, you know, the golf kept you away, but, hey, you know, you only get to lose Tiger how many times. So.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we're looking for peanuts here, you know, anything.
Well, that I will try as well.
Very good.
All right.
And see what's up.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen, you know, we love you on that show.
Well, thank you. I'm stunned at your knowledge. It's you got me.
We were extraordinarily thrilled when you came up to us when we were on the streets of Manhattan last week. We really dug that. We really did.
Well, when you made the bet, I decided whoever lost, and I thought it would be nicer weather, you know, I had to come out and meet you while you were paying off your bet.
Oh, you the man.
Well, you're a great guy. Jim, don't be a stranger, please.
Well, thank you.
All right.
I'll be listening.
From one life to live.
Thanks for answering all our questions, Jim. Sure.
Tim Stickney.
And say hi to Gina for me.
All right.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's fun.
You know, we're two old queers. We really are.
We are indeed. Just a couple of queens.
We are. We'd do anything. We'd sit in the background.
You know, just, if we hated King and Queens, imagine what we do on that soap opera with all those pompous people walking around.
I mean, you know, that'd be funny.
It'd be great to relay the stories, though.
That one we would do as a goof. I mean, sad to say, King of Queens, you know, we took that seriously. Like, that was a real acting gig. I mean, that would be a giant goof to go on One Life to Live.
Erykah Badu.
That's right. Erykah Badu.
And Gina Tortellini.
Okay, time out. Thank you, Tim, from One Life to Live. Hopefully our entire audience has not changed stations now.
Yeah, we apologize. That was kind of a self-massaging segment of
and
the
I'm
show.
Sure we'll have lots of guys calling us big hairy fags when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Oh, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just no, but you don't. Would you just let me? Let me get. You're not. Give me a.
Oh. Goodbye.
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
Well, listen, everybody. The final Syrup Trivia of the year 2000 is on Friday.
If you've always wanted to play Syrup Trivia, that is the day.
We have a great grand prize. 4-night, 5-day trip to Orlando, Florida. VIP tour of Kennedy Space Center. Lunch with the astronauts.
You heard right. Lunch with astronauts, ladies and gentlemen.
VIP passes to see the shuttle launch.
Wouldn't that be great? You can regale the astronauts with your tale of nudity.
The next space launch on February 15th, courtesy of Titan AE. Titan AE is an action-packed science adventure. Own Titan AE on DVD. Now and see space like you've never seen it before.
Do you think it's going to be lunch with the astronauts that are actually going up in the shuttle?
I believe so.
That's incredible.
That's the way the copy is written.
That'd make me want to take my clothes off.
VIP tour of the Kennedy Space Center. Lunch with the astronauts. Tickets to the satellite lunch.
All for our big winner of Strip Trivia.
Hey, listen, you know, make no bones about it, that NASA has whored itself out.
Sure.
I mean, it's obvious when they decided that they were going to allow Pizza Hut to put the logo on the side of the spaceship.
You know, if it gets more money for space exploration, who the hell cares?
Right. So that's Strip Trivia Friday. We will officially start the trolling on tomorrow's episode.
Wonderful.
Good. Okay? I mean, if any girls want to call today, that's fine, but we're not officially starting the trolling until tomorrow.
That's right. So if you're, you know, a woman that wants to get involved in this and you want to get a little jump on the competition, so to speak,
then, hey, Louise, if you want to call,
yeah,
now would be the time to call.
Be a wonderful opportunity for
Louise. And incidentally, I've still got that trash compactor for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
I'm caller 100.
Oh, please. Go get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
How are you? Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Titan A.E., do you guys know it's a cartoon?
What?
Titan A.E., that movie? It's a cartoon.
Yes, I know it is. It's an animated feature.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I watched it. I didn't really get a clue.
Listen, I just read the commercials, sir, and they're giving us a great trip to give away.
It's a fantastic animated feature series.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Right.
Hey.
Now.
Hey.
About the space shuttle launch. I thought the next space shuttle launch is around January 16th.
Everybody on this show is a ball buster. Okay, maybe it's not the next one. I mean, there's a launch on February 15th. That's the one we're giving tickets away to.
Okay, well, I was just making a point, that's all.
What are you making a point? Why? Why? I mean, what do you care, really?
He hung up.
No, I'm still here.
Why? Hey. Then why?
Tell us why. I always like to know why. Mm-hmm. What does it make you feel good?
Just trying to help you out.
How are you helping us out? How are you helping us out?
I apologize.
That's not helping us in any way.
How are you helping?
I mean, we just, you know, Don's got the card from it. Says that that's when the lunch is with the astronauts.
And by the way, if it's with the launch, the astronauts are in quarantine for about a week.
Okay, well, you know what? You're just Mr. Friggin' Know-It-All.
I'm sorry.
You know,
I'm trying to help out.
I guess I should be out there listening, and you should be here doing the show.
No. I didn't mean to butch, Bob. I'm sorry.
Well, and maybe it's for the astronauts that come back after that January liftoff you're talking about.
And furthermore, how do you know it's a goddamn 5-day trip?
Maybe it's friggin' Buzz Aldrin.
How do you
going to wheel in there?
How do you know that the astronauts will not be in quarantine 5 days before they take off? Do you know that for a fact?
No, I don't know that for a fact.
Okay.
The only reason I know a little bit about it is because a friend of mine's going up on the January 16th.
Listen, you don't know anything about it. I know more about it than you do.
Okay.
I watch Star Trek The Next Generation, okay?
Star Trek TNG.
Okay, asswipe?
All right.
Yeah, Donna Mike, I just want to say that's not the next one, and I really don't think that they'd be able to have lunch with the astronauts since they have to be in quarantine.
Hey, the astronauts, an astronaut's an astronaut. Whether it's the space shuttle astronaut, we do not know.
But seriously, what do you care?
Why do you care? I mean, it's a great trip to Florida.
I don't. You guys are misinterpreting me. I was just.
But no. You're misinterpreting us. Let me tell you something. When you say you're just trying to help, that doesn't help.
Okay. Well, then I really apologize. I didn't mean to.
How could that help us? Answer that question. You're a very bright guy. You seem to know a lot about the space program. How could that help us?
You got me.
I know what it is. You had a minuscule fact that you could be either right or wrong about, and you immediately thought it was your opportunity to call in and correct us. But really, it doesn't matter. Who gives a frig?
Good point.
We just got the card in here. We're just giving away the trip.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's a good prize.
Stop crapping on our prize.
I'm sorry. I think it's a great prize. I didn't say it wasn't a great prize.
But by doing that, you diminish the prize.
I certainly didn't intend to do that.
Well, you did.
Okay.
Dynamite, I believe that the next...
How many times do I have to apologize?
The next shuttle is actually on January 15th.
And you would not be able to have lunch with the astronauts since they will be in quarantine.
That wee-wee's all over our contest, sir. You now I hope you understand that.
I do now, and I apologize. I promise not to not to do this again.
Right. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye. And I promise you that in 2 hours we'll have the names of the astronauts. You'll be
sure. You bet your ass. No, we're going to try to find out now.
Yeah, find out exactly what astronauts.
You know, like anybody, like in this day and age, like you'd know the name of the astronauts anyway.
The one I remember is Neil Armstrong. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for man.
We could all name the astronauts from the
famous astronauts, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if it was a guy from the current team,
sure.
Who knows?
Right. Probably bring in fake astronauts.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, buddies, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don, I know your stance on classic rock and how it's a dinosaur format.
Yes.
But your bumper there, the one you just played, I believe Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, I love that.
Don, come on, man.
What?
You've been playing that song since the beginning of the summer.
Okay, listen, hold on. What do I play? I play 10 seconds of it coming out of a commercial break?
I don't want to cause it.
This is another guy, another ball buster. Another ball buster trying to do our show. You're complaining about this much of the show.
No, okay, I love it. I love the show. You guys are so awesome. You need something like with a little guitar to like build up that excitement, you know? And then bam! You know, like a little Zeppelin riff and then bam, Don and Mike, you know?
This is good. It's a good intro, man. That's a good, energetic pop intro.
Yeah, and it pops. Just because it's
right, pop.
It's good.
Hey, you know what? Tufsky Esky.
Okay.
I picked the music.
I know.
I think I've been at it a little longer than you have.
Hey, Don. Give me a chance there. Give me the ramp there. I could do it tighter than you, I bet.
Yeah. Well, now, that's not fair. If you had just called in to say you wanted to do a DJ challenge, that's one thing.
Can I?
There's no way you could ever talk up a record as tight as I could.
I'm tight, man.
You want to put your phone number on the line, asswipe?
It's not a joke. It's a fact.
Then you want to put your phone number on the line?
No.
Okay. Then you're conceding defeat.
I apologize, and you guys are awesome DJs. DJs.
And you're trouble.
Okay.
With a capital T.
And Jessica Simpson, I don't really like the song. I like the intro.
Oh, she is a POA, but...
It's a good intro. This is the second call in a row with a guy calling just to bust balls about stuff that doesn't matter.
That's right.
I love you guys, man.
I mean, it's 10 seconds of worthless music that we play coming out of a commercial set, for goodness Christ's sake.
Okay.
For goodness Christ's sake. For goodness Christ's sake. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go away forever.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don, Mike, Buzz. How's everyone?
Hi.
Buzz, Don, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, every day, day in and day out, I listen to your show, and you're constantly busting balls.
Hold on, wait a minute.
When the shoe is on the other foot?
Hold on.
I'm going to get the hammer out.
Hold on. No, don't get it out yet. We bust balls when it's necessary. We've been taking calls on today's show for 2 hours. We had two dummies in a row who called us, and they got their balls busted.
Because they were busting our balls. Turnabout is fair play, sir.
Well, nobody does it better than you guys, but, I mean, one guy apologized.
And correct. Stop yourself right there. Nobody does it better than us.
You guys are the greatest. Love you guys. Bye, Buzz.
Goodbye.
So why should we give amateurs time?
And then he goes away.
He runs away.
See, because what this is, and this we also know what this is the pylon effect now.
And that's why the PTAA... is standing by.
The glass has not been shattered yet, but it could be at any moment.
It could be. If the next phone call we take does not go well. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I do not want to bust balls. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I'd like to come in with a little act of contrition for a former ball-busting session. In fact, it wasn't really that.
Would you be a ball kisser?
I just want to say I'm sorry. I called with something that I missed.
Are they going to delete that out?
I don't think so.
I heard it.
Yeah, I think that's
all right. Well, of course you heard it. I mean, you're listening to...
I think it's all right.
Lick my ball. That's what I said originally. Lick my ball.
I thought you said kiss. First time. Here comes Charles Broy Hill, who will give us a clarification.
It would be my guess that Mr. McClure has deleted... When you said, kiss my balls, if you said, kiss my anus, he would have to delete that, too.
Okay, now, stop it, because you're just going to make him delete everything out now to make the phones go down. All right, you know, once again,
I'm only guessing you people are hearing nothing that we're actually saying because everything's being deleted out.
Exactly.
Let me just ask you this. Would you kiss
that part of Don's body?
As opposed to busting that part of my body.
Actually, it would be Mike.
Would you? Hold on. I got a better way around it. Would you teabag Mike?
Teabag?
Would you? No. Would you allow Mike to teabag you?
Well.
No. No, would you?
Now, if I teabagged him.
No. Careful. If I was the donor.
Yeah, you would have to.
Yes, be very careful.
You would
be
have
afraid.
To,
be very afraid.
You would have to teabag him.
Would I'm you, not going to get this apology in, am I?
Would you allow Mike to teabag you?
Sure.
Okay.
All right,
sure.
Fantastic. I decline.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, very good.
I called thinking I had something that might be of a little bit of interest, and it turned out to be insulting, and I want to call and sincerely say I was sorry about that. It was when I said, Mike, about your...
Now, hold on a second.
Sure.
If you're calling to apologize, apology accepted, and you know something?
I don't need
to hear it again.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to say it again.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Thanks so much for your apology.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Great. Goodbye.
Because that's why he called to apologize,
to repeat,
so he could say it again.
You know, it's a love-hate thing we have with a lot of our callers. We really love to hate them.
We really do.
We do indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah. Wish Doc had his beard. Everything you said. Kiss my balls. Kiss my anus.
Okay, thank you.
That's good.
Thanks for the update. Like hearing that. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I want to talk to Don, Mike.
Yes, you're on the air with us right now. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment, everything you guys were saying, suck my ball stuff, that was all over there. They didn't delete any of it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Not a problem.
So much help today.
Bye-bye. Everybody
so
wants the help.
Big
good.
Four-headed help.
Nobody just wants to listen. Everybody wants the help.
That's right.
Buzz, I don't know if you're going to have this in news later today.
Okay. Well.
About Alex Rodriguez and his incredible contract demands of the Mets.
No, I haven't picked up on that yet.
All right.
This is pretty amazing.
Listen to this. Alex Rodriguez is a free agent, and the Mets want to sign him. Alex Rodriguez wants, from the New York Mets, besides a guaranteed contract that pays him $25 million a year.
Yeah, a $200 million total contract.
Right, guaranteed. And incidentally, he's got a clause that, like, after 5 or 6 years, if he doesn't like the team, he can quit.
Right.
They can't fire him, but he can quit. He also wants, in his proposal to the Mets, that he's the number one sports personality on billboards in New York City.
Wow.
Not only for the Mets and not only for the Yankees.
Right.
But for every team in New York.
Even though the Yankees won the World Series.
Right. He's got to be on more billboards than anybody else.
Right.
He also wants...
Kind of like a direct slam at Gary Jeter, too.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
He also wants an office for his corporation in Shea Stadium.
In the stadium.
In the stadium, where he can sell his merchandise.
Market himself.
His Alex Rodriguez merchandise.
It's an office for his marketing team.
Yes.
Right?
He wants a sky suite at every game and every home game. And 365 days a year, he wants a private jet to be on call 24 hours a day for his family.
Right.
Now, at this point, I don't know if the Mets have officially told him to shove his head up his ass.
I think they have.
But, God!
And this is what he's going to go to other teams with, too. Variations on it, you know. But, I mean, he wants, obviously, it just sounds to me like the entire desire to play in New York City is not in any way based on, hey, I want to play in New York because it'd be a cool place to play. It's all based on, you know, the marketability factor that it would make him more of a superstar athlete. I mean, that's just amazing.
You know, it's one thing for the guy to want $20 million a year for...
Is Scott Boris the agent here, too, for this guy?
The agent, actually, is Donald Eifert.
Stay cool.
Donald Eifert from Ephraim, Associates.
Of course, I completely forgot that.
You know, and the thing, the reason this is bad is that they held a press conference. Alex Rodriguez held a press conference to say,
This is what I want from the New York Mets.
Amazing.
I mean, what a pompous jerk he is.
Well, you know, I mean, this is the fault of baseball and the baseball owners and sports owners in general. They've created this. They've created this by the way they deal with the agents, by letting these guys have more and more. And these guys come in with these demands because that's the attitude. Let's see if I can get it.
Well, the Mets should tell them to go F themselves.
I think they may have already. I'm not sure.
Because
there's speculation that's going to happen.
It's not even as bad as the stuff I'm reading in USA Today about the Hollywood stars and the stuff that they ask on their sets.
Oh, right.
And, you know, for instance, Sam Jackson insists on having two pricey hairdressers on his set, even though he has a shaved head.
Right.
Michael Keaton used a measuring tape to compare his Winnebago with Melanie Griffith's on the set of their movie Pacific Heights, and he complained that hers came with a chef and that his didn't. Tom Cruise had his Winnebago parked closer to the set than the camera truck was, causing the grips to lug heavy equipment further than necessary.
Right.
Nicolas Cage, well, this has nothing to do with money. Nicolas Cage wouldn't sign to be in Con Air unless John Malkovich got a role. Demi Moore, nicknamed Gimme Moore, had Castle Rock send a second larger jet to fly her from Montana to New York, so her luggage could be loaded side by side instead of stacked one on top of the other.
That's one. You know, you read a lot of them there. That might be the winner right there.
Let me see. Robert De Niro, the king of Entourage, uncorked $36,000 worth of champagne for his buddies on a trip to the French Riviera. Mm. See, you know, I read that one. I don't think that's bad. I think
that's a good one. That's a guy's partying with his friends.
Right. That's a movie star who's trying to help his friends.
The bigger jet, so you don't have to stack your luggage.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's weird.
And two hairdressers for a guy who shaves his head. I don't think you need that. And it's also weird that Michael Keaton's out there with measuring tape seeing whose Winnebago is large.
But in fairness to Tom Cruise, I don't think Tom Cruise was sitting there saying, hey, listen, could you park my trailer closer than the camera truck?
But even all this stuff, all of this crap that these movie stars get in the newspaper today, that's not as bad as what Alex Rodriguez wants from the New York Mets.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, the list of demands. It really is. And I think speculation is, I'm not sure whether it's come through yet, that the Mets are going to say thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I hope they do. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donaldo y Miguel.
Si.
Hola, señores.
Hola.
Listen, I read something on ESPN.com this morning about this A-Rod thing. I think the one thing, at least that I was able to read, that broke this open for the Mets where they said, you know, no effing way, was apparently there was a clause built into his, that they wanted built into his contract that said, you know how like Albert Bell had that clause where if someone became a higher paid player than him, he got the opportunity to leave the White Sox?
Oh, right. And I read that also.
There
have been other contracts.
Like, you know, if 5 years from now somebody makes $25 million a year, that all of a sudden then he gets to bail out on his contract, or he gets to bail out on the team.
Please,
it's just absurd.
I got news for you. This is a guy who, at the top of his game, hits the ball 3 times out of 10.
Yeah, exactly.
3 times out of 10. Any other guy with a Joe job, you succeed at your job 3 times out of 10 times.
You're probably out on your ass.
Oh, yeah.
You're fired. I mean, if we come in and do a show and we have 3 bad ratings books in a row, we're out of here.
Well, you're also talking about, when you talk about the jet, you know, specifically the jet, for, you know, 24-7 with jet, you're talking about a guy that would be paid $25 million a year, okay? It's greed of the highest order when you say put the jet on top of that, because if you're making that kind of money, you can afford to charter a jet whenever you want.
You know, and if you want all that stuff, Jesus Christ, at least hit the ball 6 times out of 10 times. You know what I mean?
A 600 hitter.
Yeah, at least do it. At least do it more than half the time.
Imagine that. That'd be $100 million a year, and you'd get 15 jets if you were a 600 hitter.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. And I don't want to hear all this crap about hitting a baseball is the toughest thing to do in professional sports. Please, being a professional sports player in this day and age, you have won life's lottery.
You have indeed. It has gotten so out of control and so out of the mainstream. I don't see it ever having a backlash, though, because we do accept it. We've accepted it forever, and we will continue to accept it. I think when you see a contract like this, everybody goes, oh, my God. But the people that are fans of the team that finally gets A-Rod to play on their team, they're going to be jacked. They're going to be happy.
Yeah, they'll be happy. Well, enjoy it, you dumb Atlanta Braves fans. That's probably the team that's going to sign him.
Rich get richer in baseball, and that's that's another franchise that keeps getting the good players.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I know somebody who deserves a cut. That in football.
Who's that?
Brett Conway.
Oh, hey, listen, yes, our friend Brett Conway, even though the Raiders lost last night.
Yeah, maybe if they'd used Brett a little bit more, they might not have lost.
He nailed a field goal and nailed all of his extra points last night. He was perfect for the Raiders.
Great field goal kicker.
Pleasant, he's not a $1 million rookie either.
You know, you got to think to even make one field goal, to, you know, with the uncertainty that was involved in that, and all the kickers are like this. I mean, they all have to go in there at the last minute. But that's pretty tough to come in there and,
he did good.
And go to mile high and be able to do that. You know, even though I guess what do they say, the air is thinner up there too.
Well, yeah, but it was cold too. It was like
a 70-yard field goal,
10 degrees.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you see on ESPN.com, they're saying another condition that A-Rod wanted was he wanted a tent set up at spring training accessible by the fans to sell only his merchandise.
See, that is such
what a prick.
Wow.
What a prick for a guy who, in his best year, hits the ball 3 times out of 10. What a prick. Eat me, Alex Rodriguez.
A special tent just for him.
To sell his merchandise.
I mean, it is a team sport, is it not?
Used
what
to be.
A prick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Said about that NASA stuff?
Yeah.
All right, there's a cool website called www.shuttlepresskit.com.
Yeah?
All the information about every NASA flight and even the new ones and who the folks are.
Is there a icon with strip trivia on it?
You know, if not, there should be.
Okay.
You know, my favorite NASA site is everything involving space, www.scatlover.com.
I've been there myself. Excellent site.
Poop in space.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. One more call. We got a break. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to tell everyone that was busting your balls, just cut it out. You guys are great, and they're just a bunch of ungrateful pricks.
Listen, we can handle our own. Thank you, though.
Absolutely. I'm a long-time caller. I don't know if you remember me. I was the guy that called you a while back and told you that alm is the Turkish word for vagina.
What is the word alm? A-L-M?
Right. You guys called, like, the Ankara Hilton and were using it, talking to them.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We did. Yeah, right.
Yeah, anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is there's a bet you recently had that Don lost. You were up in New York wearing that adult diaper.
Yes.
As among my other particulars, I'm also the guy that called you a long time ago and talked to you about all this BDSM stuff I do, including the fact that I'm an adult baby and happen to wear those diapers myself.
So you're like a member of the Diaper Pail Club?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you soil your own diapers?
I pee in them, but I find pooping them is just ungodly awful.
Well, you know what? I have to do a break. Hold on. Can you hold on? We'll talk to you after the break. There's a man that's into adult diapers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now we've had this.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on, please.
Oh,
all right, good. That's something to look forward to right after these commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, put the lock button down on the walkie-talkie and put it next to the TV so I can listen to the late game.
Okay, sure.
I want to go to Hermosa Beach. They have the cleanest water.
Well, Sammy will take care of that, won't you now, buddy?
With first place in the division at stake, this should be one hell of a game between these...
Crap.
Yeah, there it was.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
4 seconds of me.
I hope on Yes Dear. I hope we get like a little heads up on when they're going to run the repeat.
Yeah, it won't matter.
Right.
Because you wouldn't be able to see me.
Yeah.
Which is my voice coming out of the TV. Well,
people will be able to tune in.
That's all. Hey, listen, today we'll have either a great episode of Way Out There.
Right.
Or the Nipple and Anus Show for you.
Fantastic.
One of the two. And also... the old army guy who's on that sex.com site is going to be having anal sex on the air today.
Mr. Cummings.
On the web and on the air. That's in our next break, I think. We have now the guy who's the adult baby.
Okay.
On the phone.
Yes.
The guy who likes wearing adult diapers because it arouses him. And incidentally, the last comment I made when I asked him if it aroused him, that was deleted.
How was it?
Off the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. Have we gotten the rule book yet?
No. You know, the
rule... I know we're going to have to be careful with Mr. Cummings, too.
Yeah. I mean, with all the stuff that was allowed to be said earlier today about the busting of balls and the loving of balls, Then I made a very simple comment to this guy. I asked him if when he wears the adult diaper and he goes number one, if he gets aroused, and I asked him in what I thought was a very childlike way.
Yes. I thought it was a very charming way, the way you did it.
And, no, that got deleted out, so we got to watch it.
So you really do this, sir? You really are into this thing?
Oh, my God. It's a very big part of my lifestyle. Absolutely.
Ooh. Why? Why do you like wearing an adult diaper? What turns you on about that?
Oh, gosh, it's such a complicated thing to explain, guys. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons. It's both a sensual thing at times and a sexual thing, too. But sometimes it's not about sex at all. It's about reliving your childhood and just feeling good and losing your inhibitions and, you know, just getting a little crazy and doing
things. Yeah, but most people relive their childhood by going through, like, a scrapbook, you know, looking at some baby pictures. But
it's a good point. I wanted to say something really important, which is that, because, you know, in the 5 or 10 minutes we're going to talk, obviously it's not going to cover everything. The whole reason I'm calling is that, you know, I made it sort of a personal mission of mine.
How do you know we're
going to
talk? How do you know we're going to talk for 5 or 10 minutes?
No guarantee on that.
It could be 5 or 10 seconds.
Let me ask you, this whole thing, though, with you wearing adult diapers, does it involve laziness?
No. Although I will say, in the middle of the night, when you got to go, you don't have to get up. It's kind of nice.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh, absolutely.
And she encourages this behavior?
Very much so.
Does she wear a diaper also?
Now and again, she does, but mostly she just likes to change mine.
Do you sleep in one every night?
Not every night, but a lot.
Do you ever have her change a number two?
I don't do number two in my diapers. I just don't like it.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't say I never have done it, but the experiment was a failure.
All right, so you don't like it.
I
will tell you that that's encouraging.
Good call.
Has your girlfriend changed your wet diaper?
Oh, often.
Now tell us what she does. Where are you? Are you laying on a table or on a bed?
Usually on the bed.
How disgusting is that? I mean, a grown man changing a grown man's diaper.
You just went number one in your pants and in your diaper. And tell us, what does your girlfriend do?
Well, let's see. She'll lay me down on the bed.
Yeah.
Take the tapes off because I wear disposables, not cloth. That's another whole personal decision thing.
Right. Okay.
You know, and it's just like a regular baby, just lots bigger. You know, use wipes to get cleaned off and get a fresh diaper and powder.
Yeah, but some would say, frankly, that if you're an adult and you do that, it might be a trip to the shower to get you really clean. Instead of using a baby wipe, you know, because, you know, the biggest difference would be hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have that problem.
Why, are you shaved?
Absolutely.
Oh, gross.
Of course he is.
Are you shaved like your upper legs and stuff like that?
No.
So, when you go number one and you're laying on your bed and the girlfriend comes over and she rips the little straps on the diaper,
mm-hmm.
and then she starts getting the baby wipes to wipe you,
mm-hmm.
to wipe your area,
mm-hmm.
do you ever have a reaction to that?
Oh, sure. It feels good.
But does that lead to activity?
It can. It doesn't always. I mean, one of the things that people that are not into this don't understand is that there really are two ways to be with it. You know, there are times when it's sensual and sexual and times when it's really not and you're just like a big kid, you know?
What's
really important, I want to say. One is that, you know, this has nothing to do with real kids in any way. That's just pedophilia and gross and disgusting.
Right, that's gross and disgusting, but you, a grown man, going to the bathroom and having your girlfriend change your diapers, that's okay.
An old friend of mine used to say, if that's your kink, you know, ride it. Just if it bothers you, you know, ride it over that way.
You see yourself doing this for a long time?
Oh, my God, I've done it most of my life.
Wow.
And I'm
30 years old now.
When you're really into it, do you ever talk baby talk?
Oh, of course. I regress. I my whole personality changes.
Can we hear some of your baby talk?
Well, no, because I'd probably smash my car into a tree if I did it.
No, come on.
Just give us a few words.
Give us an example.
I can laugh like a baby, probably.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's see. All right, it's weird. I'm driving a car, so it's not good. You know,
right, don't worry about it.
Let's see.
How freaking weird is that?
If you really want to hear me do a lot of this sort of thing, I was actually, and let me say this, not for profit or anything, I don't make any money, there's no charge. I was actually on an internet talk show about this, where I'm like...
No. I don't want to give out another internet address.
But how about just one from my own personal site?
Wait until I'm done talking to you.
Hold on a second.
When you are on the bed, and the girl, and the girlfriend's changing your diaper.
Yeah.
She's wiping you with the baby wipes, and she's powdering you up, and she's putting the new one on. Does she talk to you like you're a baby?
Oh, absolutely.
So what would she say to you?
Let me think. What are things that she'll say?
When's the last time that you performed this ritual?
Last night.
Last night.
Out of 7 nights of the week, how often do you wear the diaper?
I'd say 3 to 4.
3 to 4. So last night, did you go number one?
Mm-hmm.
And now, when it's time to be changed, how do you let her know?
Well, usually she'll ask me, or she'll come over and feel my diaper and see if it's wet.
Oh, and like, will she do it like a mom would do it, like come over and say, you're wet? You need to be changed. How twisted.
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
All right, so she brings you over to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a preference in powders?
Oh, absolutely. Diaperine is the best. It smells the best. It feels the best.
Diaperine. So then you lay on the bed, and what do you just lay on there, spread eagle?
Absolutely.
And then what does she say to you? Like last night, what did she say to you verbatim as she started to change your diaper?
Well, actually, last night, I wasn't diapered when we went to bed. She diapered me for the evening. And so she said, I think it was, it's time to get you diapered for bed. And let's go. And then I lay on the bed, and I went to hug her. And she's like, no, come on, just lay back. And I did. And she told me to lift my tush, which I did, because, you're a big guy. I'm 6'2". You're not
Have you ever had any kind of therapy at all?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I went and talked to someone about this, and really, there's nothing wrong with it. They say that as long as you can hold a job, have friends, and have a real life, it's harmless. There's nothing wrong with it.
I suppose that if you don't affect other people that may be offended by this...
How did you run this by your girlfriend the first time that she discovered that you like to be diapered and have your diaper changed?
You know what the really weird thing is? And I want to say, before I say this, that it just doesn't happen this way for everybody. That's like a really unusual case. We actually met over the internet in a chat room about this.
Oh, so
you knew about it from day one.
Oh, so this is part of her life, too.
Absolutely.
But so she just gets off on changing you?
And sort of the unqualified affection and love that I give her.
Do you change her?
I have.
You don't like changing her as much as you like being changed.
It's a lot of fun. I like it.
No, I can tell you like to be changed more.
Do you ever?
Given my preference, I'd rather be the baby. That's for sure.
I'd rather be the baby. Do you ever nurse?
Oh, absolutely.
So there's
that's the best part.
Jesus, what'd you say?
That's the best part.
That's the best part is nursing.
Do you wear your diapers to work?
No. A lot of people do that. They're into like the whole stealth diaper thing. I don't, because I find that when I'm diapered, I'm really in a different mental mode almost. And frankly, I need my brain when I'm at work.
Right, and you decided that number two was not for you. But tell me about when that went bad. Tell me about the number two experience.
Well, that was actually long before she and I even started dating. I had actually had a girlfriend in the past who I was engaged to be married to, and she was awful. She was just a domineering, controlling, and not in a good way.
Are you bisexual?
No, not at all.
All right.
So she went away on an extended trip, and I had really wanted to do this the better part of my life. So while she was away for this month, I wore diapers to bed every night, and I realized it was basically the thing for me. So when she came back from her trip, I told her about it, and we split up violently. She really, really didn't understand it at all.
She didn't dig it.
Oh, my gosh, not at all.
Well, what about the number two?
Well, okay. So about a week after that, I decided that, it was time for me to try something a little different. I'd been afraid to do it. So I diapered myself up and just did it. And frankly, it was highly unpleasant.
So in essence, it was like masturbating. You were doing it by yourself.
Yeah, very much that way.
Well, I would imagine it would be horrible. You'd have to clean yourself up.
I'll tell you, a long, hot shower.
Okay, and how turned on do you get by wearing a diaper? I mean, how different is it for you sexually? And I'm guessing that you have sex with your girlfriend on nights when you don't wear the diaper, you don't go number one, and she changes you.
Sometimes we have sex, and then I get the diaper.
Sometimes you have sex what?
Sometimes we have sex, and then I get diapered.
Oh, and then you get diapered after sex.
And you get diapered.
Because you've been a good boy.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
We got to meet you. Do you think you're 6'2"?
I am 6'2", yes.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard question. I've had people tell me recently I look kind of like Kevin Spacey, but I don't see it.
A little like Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
And you sound like an intelligent person. I suppose you have a good job.
Very much so. I'm a technical professional.
And this has never affected your work at all?
No, not at all.
And you are in, besides the chat group, are you in other, like, diaper fantasy groups?
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually something of a minor internet celebrity because of the show that I did.
Oh, really?
So I'm in a lot of different chat rooms. And,
what about in real life, though, away from the internet? Do you ever have real one-on-one meetings?
Oh, absolutely. We have baby parties. My girlfriend, my mommy, I call her. She and I host baby parties all the time.
Do you have people that come over that enjoy the number two aspect?
There are people like that, and there's sort of diaper etiquette rules for the parties. You know, if you're going to be at a party and around lots of other people, you know, keep your poop to yourself is basically the rule.
Baby party.
But if you're at a party, does someone ever just go number two?
That does happen every now and again.
Just out of the excitement of it?
Yes, so, yeah.
And I suppose the entire room can probably tell if it's a grown person.
Well, I mean, there's
stay cool
poops and there's big poops, you know.
When is your next baby party?
Oh, gosh. Well, we just had one, a really good one, at a BDSM bed and breakfast out in West Virginia. Really excellent.
Huh, so you all went out there. Was there any time when you all were in your diapers?
Oh, yeah.
Like with your shirts off and stuff?
Sure.
Just sitting around the table?
And what do you do?
Oh, gosh, we had a good time. What do? We did a whole bunch of different things.
Is it like swinging?
Yes and no. I won't say that we all get together and then get naked and get crazy. That's not how it is, you know. But, I mean, this was an S&M party, too. You know, there were plenty of regular S&M folks there that were naked and doing naked things.
Jesus.
You were watching.
All right, hold on. We got to book you as a guest. Hold on a second. You got to come down someday and make in your diaper for us.
I don't know if I'm willing to do that.
Well, just number one. Just number
and
one.
And he can bring his girlfriend.
Yeah, and let her change you in front of us.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's weird.
Yeah, plenty.
It's weird, man.
Plenty weird.
Hello.
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 Yes, Don and Mike.
He said that was his girlfriend. And
what?
That was so gay. Come down and change. Change so she can change you in front of us. I don't want to see that.
Well, listen, I don't want to see it either. I'm just trying to do cutting edge radio.
You.
Just trying to be the first.
Oh, my God.
Have a baby.
I suppose if he had his back to us.
Yeah, but, you know, put him on like a massage table. I mean, I don't want to see the guy's genitals.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind seeing from the back. You know, the girl actually doing it and talking to him and talking this baby talk to him.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, notice you say that's his girlfriend and not his wife. There isn't any normal woman on this planet that would want to marry a pervert like that.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you.
All right. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mike, we have someone else on the phone who's into this baby love.
Well, I remember the last time we talked about it, we had a lot of people that were into this.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You got me.
Hey.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Good. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great, Tommy.
Hey. Thank you. I am a baby.
Is that really Tom?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tommy.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm good. How are you?
About the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Did you get that ballot thing from
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Got it.
Talk your baby talk again, Tom.
Yes, that's the baby.
Tom?
Oh.
He's gone.
Oh.
Like
yeah,
the
that's the baby talk.
Okay, all right. We got to go, Tommy.
When can I come back? When can I come down?
Oh, Tom, you just had lunch with Mike last week.
Yeah.
We gotta put some separation there.
I really enjoyed it, Tom.
Yeah, I like the toy.
Yeah, I'm glad. Do you have it there with you?
Yep, I got it with me. He's sleeping right now.
Yeah. The toy is sleeping.
The eternal sleep.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
If anybody's out there listening, O'Connell's going to be... the master this Saturday afternoon at Marshall High School.
That's great. That's not too scary. Tom at a high school. Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, baby. Oh, the baby was gone.
Never says goodbye.
Tom Gavin, everybody.
Breaks my heart.
Tom, the monster.
It's very scary.
Scary with the baby talk. All right, well, let's book that guy, the adult baby lover on the show.
Very good.
Bring him down, have his girlfriend change him. And I think when we come back, we have the old dude?
Yes, we do.
The guy
who's working on his schedule now. He has a 1-hour show coming up, so they're trying to fit this in.
Okay, the guy who's having sex on the web.
Tim Stickney called back, too.
Oh, the guy from One Life to Live?
And he was confused on who got shot today. All he said was that one of the two of you was right.
Oh, that it was either...
he was wrong the first time he said neither one of us was right.
Right, when he said a lot of people get shot on our show, that's why he was confused.
So it's either Erica or Ben Davidson.
I bet it's Ben.
You'll find out tomorrow.
And I said it's going to be Slezak.
Right, okay. All right, thank you, Charlie. We'll talk to the old dude on the web having sex when we return to, frankly, and I don't think I'm tuning our own horns here, what is simply the greatest radio show in the history of the medium.
Amen.
That we are providing for you every day. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw, Don and Mike.
Yeah, all right, just ahead of the old guy on the web. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I was wondering if you guys saw the picture of Star Jones in People magazine, the current month issue. She's in a bathing suit frolicking in the water with some prince who is really unimportant. You can't see because her big fat body is hogging up all the space.
Who's on the cover of People?
It's a Harrison Ford and his wife split.
Do we have that one, Robbie?
We might. I know Star Jones always has a hard time at the
beach. It's within the first 10 pages on the left side somewhere.
All right, thank you.
Every time she lays down, they keep pushing her back in the water, saying, "Help her, she's drowning."
Bada bing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's an old whale joke.
Yeah.
Hello, Don?
Yes.
Don,
yes.
I just want to let you know you're absolutely right about heaven. There's a book called Journey of Souls, and it talks exactly about what you were talking about.
Well, I've never...
You're so right on. I don't know where you got your information, but you're so precise.
Well, I've never read that book, but that's how I feel. In case you missed it in the first hour of the show, you're probably lucky because for about a half hour, I really discussed my thoughts about heaven and hell.
I did hear that, and that's what inspired me to call, but I couldn't get through. But now I wanted to let you know the title of that book. It's called Journey of Souls.
And it's all about heaven being a hotel?
Well, it's along that flavor, and you really hit on it very well. It would be good reading for you. I think you'd be highly entertained.
All right, honey. What's the name of it again?
Journey of Souls.
Who's it by?
God, I can't remember the author. I'm so sorry.
By Professor Irwin Corey.
All right.
I love him.
All right. I'll look for it. I swear to God I will. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, for Jerry Falwell.
joining us now, making his second straight appearance on the show, everybody, please. Oh, Robbie, you guys, is
ready?
Program music?
Ready?
Yeah. Let's welcome back to the Don and Mike show, Dave Cummings, Colonel Dave Cummings, 60-year-old Dave Cummings.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
We're in great. We're doing great, thanks. He is in day number 3, I believe, of the competition on www.sexsurvivor.com. And I guess the good news, Dave, is that you've not been voted off the site yet.
Not yet, and I think I have to thank you and your listeners for that. I really appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah,
I've been getting a lot of seconds, you know. I was the second guy in the oral contest, musical chair oral thing last night, and I came second today in the race we just had. And in fact, Charlene Aspen of CharleneAspen.com, who's right here doing some oral pleasuring for us, and Ronnie Cox, husband and wife, won that event.
Now, in case you missed it yesterday, this guy is in a beautiful palace for 7 days where he's going to be having sex. They have, I think, 14 pros, 14 people who are professional porn actors and actresses, and 14 regular guys.
How much sleep have you been getting, Dave?
Not much. I got to tell you, you know, we have, like today, we have 4 scripted events that they're filming. We got a Vibe Off coming up next, and we got where we have to taste the girls' midsections and identify them while we're blindfolded, and then we have an orgies thing coming up. And we've already had one scene, but afterwards, if it's like last night and the night before, after we get done eating, people just go at it like crazy. It's not
nonstop. You may try to sleep, but you're not going to sleep. Some girl's going to be on you before you know
it. When you said eating, did you mean food?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the catering here is great, but there's also other than that going on. I mean, there's photographers here all night long, so the girls are using the excuse, hey, we need some wood over here.
Are you,
we guys happen to work.
Are y'all showering on a regular basis?
Yeah, we're showering. We're doing the porn handshake. Whenever we're on set, we don't actually shake hands. We touch elbows.
Okay, I didn't know that was the porn handshake.
Yeah, we'll show you the porn handshake. Ready? Like this. Can you see it?
All right, hold on. Buzz is on the website right now. Buzz, can you see him?
What camera are you on, Dave?
What camera are we on, Mark? 36. Number 36 in
the
green room.
Porn handshake.
I'm looking at them now. They're waving.
Let's get the porn handshake, man. Just like that. That's the porn handshake.
There's the handshake. Got it.
Hey, so can you see what Charlene's shaking down there for us?
Yes.
Ooh, does she know what she's doing?
Charlene's busy at work.
What is she doing, Buzz?
She's pleasuring. She's giving him that special treat.
All right, now, I believe today that we wanted you to flip her over and do it in the no-no.
Oh, you want to do it? Yeah. Back end stuff?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Ronnie, get behind her. I'm going to get here. They want you to do her in the back end.
And anybody who wants to see this for a nominal fee can go to www.sexsurvivor.com. For whatever reason, we've selected this guy as our poster boy. We are rooting for him to be the last person voted out of this palace to win $350,000.
Hey, guys, we're going to have to do this quickly here because...
Whose idea was it to do her in the
moment? ...for the very next event. Oh, my gosh, Charlene. Ronnie, Buzz, you in here already?
Buzz, what's happening?
Charlene is still on her knees. I believe she's pleasuring two men at the same time.
Oh, man.
Was it your idea to do her in the no-no?
I think so.
You in there, Ronnie? Yeah, you
I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
After the diaper thing.
Contradictions. I'm just, I'm just...
But you heard the lady. I was right about heaven.
Oh, man, this is heaven.
This
you
has
know
been
what,
an interesting
though,
show.
It's heaven. It might not be a male there. It may be a female. And they may be Charlene Aspen.
Again, so you're not actually... Dave, you're not actually doing this right now. It's,
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh,
that's
you are?
The guy who's watching
again,
it.
Right. Mike, it is simply the P.T. Barnum in me coming out because I don't endorse the no-no spot.
Right.
But I don't mind being involved with a show that's actually presenting...
The no-no spot.
The no-no spot.
Right.
On radio. Again, trying to be groundbreaking.
The no-no spot has got her husband, Ronnie, in there.
All right, so it's kind of a family.
Now, he used a lot of lube before he went in there.
Buzz, can you tell us what's happening, Buzz? You're watching on the web.
Yes, they're turning around. Dave has just laid...
Ronnie, do me a favor. Charlene, if you feel Ronnie coming up through your throat, let me out before...
All right, Dave.
What's happening?
Dave has just laid down on the bed.
Hey, we gotta run off to the set. You guys want to report tomorrow?
Yeah, call tomorrow. Call earlier tomorrow.
Call what time?
Earlier. Yeah, like
okay.
Call 1:30.
We'll do it.
All right. Bye, Dave. Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
Charlene kneeled in front of him, and Ronnie is, coming up from behind. And
Charlene was the girl that he was with yesterday,
yes,
right?
The same Charlene
Seems
Aspen.
To be his friend during the break.
Mm-hmm. You don't suppose that's the same Ronnie Cox that was on Gomer Pyle? Because I might pay to see that.
That's Ronnie Schell, isn't it?
Oh, my fault.
Ronnie Cox is a character actor that's been in a variety
it
of movies.
It was Beepers,
the
right?
Bookworm, yes. Right. Wasn't he the bookworm on Batman?
I'm not. You mean Ronnie Cox?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think he was
Ronnie
the bookworm.
Cox been around for a long
been
time.
Been around a long time. I know.
Go get my TV book.
Coming out.
Go get my TV book, please.
Dawson played a bad guy.
What's he doing now, Buzz?
They're doing what you requested, as a matter of fact. Charlene is pleasuring Dave while Ronnie comes up from behind.
So that's live on the web right now.
Yes, it is.
As requested by me.
Camera 36.
You know, I always, because you've made a big deal in the past.
I don't like it.
About preferences and things like that. I always just like to, whenever it's anything to do with anal, I always like to make sure that we just go on record on those things.
I understand. But
it's the P.T. Barnum, and you've explained it. It's for the groundbreaking nature of the show. It's not out of your own curiosity.
No, I'm taking off my personal hat, putting on my show hat, and keep in mind, I'm not the one that's having to sit and watch this.
Right.
Buzz has got it on his computer because he's got the password.
Yeah, Buzz has the password over there. We have not seen any of this.
Well, I'll leave it up for you if you want to come see it.
What's he doing now, Buzz?
There are a lot of people shuffling around. It looks like, nurses and staff members and
well,
such.
Didn't he say he had to run off to the set?
And so. I think there's a slight delay, and we see them. The action's breaking up right now. It looks like they're getting ready to leave the room.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ronnie Cox was the captain on...
the police, the Beverly Hills Cop movies. Roddy McDowell was the bookworm.
Oh, you got it. You're right.
Roddy McDowell, right. Ronnie Cox. Ronnie Cox's character actor been in a million movies.
Bingo, you right. got it. Thank you, my friend.
Cool.
Is that what everybody's calling to say? Rob, forget about the book. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi.
You guys got a great show.
Thanks.
The guy that was for the bookworm was Roddy McDowell.
Roddy McDowell. Yeah. See, that's what everybody's calling. Thank you, my friend. Got it. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi. What?
What?
I know who Ronnie Cox is.
What?
I know who Ronnie Cox is.
Well, could you possibly move a little faster, Clip?
Please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Hey, tying in a couple segments together, can you J-O in heaven?
Yes. Unlimited.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
Unlimited J-O-ing?
Unlimited J-O-ing.
And what about your Satan? Does that go over well in heaven?
Your what?
Satan? When you play Satan, does that go over well in heaven?
When you play Satan?
You, personally, your Satan voice.
What do you mean, this?
There you go.
Oh, I'm sure it probably goes over great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no problem. Do you need to work?
Sign me up.
Do you need to work when you're in heaven? Do you need to do the show?
No, I don't think so. Thank you, Robbie. Thanks. We got the whole list now. Everybody's calling about it now, but we got all of Ronnie Cox's movies. Right, he was in the
Beverly Hills Cop,
Eddie Murphy movie.
Right.
He was also in Murder at 1600, the Wesley Snipes movie.
Always plays like a captain in the FBI or some kind of dignitary.
He was in Deep Blue Sea. He was in he was in RoboCop.
Yes, that's where I remember Ronnie Cox.
RoboCop. He was in Martians Go Home.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Wally Cox.
Right.
Upstairs we have a Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, God.
Who would that be, Rob?
Oh, I don't know by name. I've just heard about it.
Would you like to say my name?
No, what's that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Huh?
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
What about, are you not confusing Wally Cox, are you? The Poindexter guy with the glasses?
I just mentioned the great Wally Cox, who's no longer with us, unfortunately.
No. I think when it comes to Cox, we've got it covered on this show. Not to mention Courtney.
Didn't Wally Cox occupy the upper left on Hollywood Squares occasionally?
He was a regular.
Yeah.
He was a regular, right, because it was the old fat guy was the lower left.
Right.
Paul Lynde was...
Charlie Weaver.
Yes. Paul Lynde was the center square.
Center
right.
square. And then
Ronnie Cox.
I think those three squares were the only
Wally
regulars.
Cox.
Wally Cox.
Wally Cox, right.
You are so cyclical and circular here because Cliff Arquette, who played Charlie Weaver, is actually Courtney Cox Arquette's uncle.
Really?
You've right. talked yourself into a marvelous box.
Six right. degrees of separation.
You know what exactly. it is? It's a box of cocks. That's what we've got ourselves into today.
Hey, that's a new breakfast cereal.
A gigantic box of cocks.
Hey, look at the amazing shape.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now I got an offset. Everybody else fights. Now we got this clown alone with take his, and that's it. What? Huh?
Your mic is good now.
Okay. Nothing. Forget it.
Bob McAleen during the timeout was walking back upfield, talking to the officials, trying to sort out the penalties they had called, did not realize that his microphone was on. We listened to his entire conversation, and it was a rather salty description of the Brad Johnson fight and Trey Johnson ejection.
It was marvelous.
It means something for Don and Mike. You'll hear it on their show.
Yeah,
I
would think so.
Yeah. Awesome. I did it again.
This is a terrible mistake
with the music.
This little song I wrote called The Heaven Hotel.
Hold on.
Let us pray. That sounded like
Cut 15.
Jackson Brown is what it sounds
like. Please. Yeah. No, this is the one I wanted, right?
Yeah, baby.
Everywhere I go.
I always take you with me. Everywhere I go.
The mayors of Cunnyland.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. That's us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Predator guy here.
Hey, Predator guy.
Got some stuff for you.
All right, lay it on.
Three of them.
All right, go.
This is the first one.
Go.
Put a firecracker in your hand. Light it. what happens? You burn your hand. Put a firecracker in your hand, but this time make a fist around it. Your wife will be opening the cans of ketchup for the rest of your life.
You know what? I know what that is. Mm-hmm. Give me a star.
I can't do that. That'll give it away.
Then give me a star. Come on.
Damn.
Die Hard.
No.
Give me a star.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, I still don't know.
Dogma.
All right, I'll give you another clue.
What? Go.
Why have you know the president's advisors? Yeah, I know the president's advisors. Me and him went to MIT together. And in a situation like this, you don't want to take advice from a man that got a C-minus in astrophysics.
Independence Day.
Armageddon.
Ah, there you go.
Which?
Armageddon?
Armageddon.
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 Here's another one.
All right, go.
Of course. I mean, yeah, that's obviously the first thing I noticed is that they were all missing, but what I'm saying is wherever they are, they're like, they're whole. They're like intact.
No idea. You want to give us a star?
God. Yeah, I'll give you a star. Tommy Lee Jones.
Men in Black.
Okay.
All right, good. All right, then we're 2 for 2. We're working
this. This is kind of cheating because the stars weren't supposed to be part of it, of course.
Oh, come on. These lines are not hardly noticeable, really.
Yeah, they're obscure lines. They're
I'm trying to find the weirdest ones. Here's the last.
All right, give us one more. Mike and I are working together on this.
All right. I just had coffee with him and half an hour ago.
Give me a star.
Val Kilmer.
Is that Heat?
No.
All
right.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
But it's because of the stars. I'm going to have to think of something very hard next time.
No, you're right.
No, it's hard enough, Predator guy.
I love Heat. Heat is a movie that I could watch maybe 100 times in a row.
Oh, well, I got to keep up about 900.
Haven't you seen it? Val Kilmer and who else?
And Al Pacino.
Right.
Where
bank robbers, right.
Yeah, armored car in the middle of the day.
Right.
No, I have never seen that movie.
And Al Pacino finds the guy.
I know the movie you're talking about. I'd like to see it.
That's good. And De Niro's in it.
That's what I was going to ask you, if De Niro's in that movie.
It's good.
It's
all right, but I'll find some more stuff for you.
All right, thank you, Predator Guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
All right, that's a hang-up.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Donaldo y Miguel, Dios del Radio.
Oh, hola.
Hola.
Buenos
Mike,
noches.
From New York.
How you doing?
Hi from New York.
Yes, we're listening to you on your four-hour tape delay.
Right, gotcha.
Anyway,
thank you.
Yesterday, you gave us the phone number of the guy told a really bad joke.
Yes.
Well, I don't think he's too happy. Well, the first day I called and he was giving up the, this is a non-working cellular number.
Right, right.
Hi. So, then I finally got through to him and he starts going like, you effing S-head, this isn't me, you got the wrong number.
He's getting mad.
Don't call at me, I'm going to call Don and Mike, I'm angry, I'm going to effing sue them.
Good, well let him sue us, we have a verbal contract with him.
It's going to be funny as hell. This
All right.
guy is hilarious, I All encourage right. listeners to call.
All right, glad you had some fun with him. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
See,
that's into the second day.
That's right.
Way to go, and that's our new market, New York. That's great.
Yeah, New York loves a good fight.
Excellent.
I knew the people of New York would rally around this show.
They'd embrace this show.
Sure. They love it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just want to give a shout-out to Justin, the adult diaper-wearing gimp with one arm who scratches himself with a coat hanger. Shout-out!
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yo, you remember in Heat, Ashley Judd, POA.
I love Ashley Judd.
Up in Heat.
Yeah, you know, Heat's an excellent movie.
Mm-hmm.
It really
yes,
is.
Yes, indeed. Boy.
Heat's one of those movies, and you know what's great about Heat is that it's never on HBO.
Yeah, that's why I never see it.
It's never on Cinemax. It's one of those when you got nothing to watch, you go look at the stack of DVDs, and then it's like, you know how you do that sound when the angel starts singing? And then the voice says, watch Heat. Heat's never on cable.
I got to see Heat.
You know what? I'll bring you the DVD tomorrow.
I'd like to watch it. I really would. Because, I mean, it's got Pacino, De Niro, and Val Kilmer.
Death.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
This is Juan calling from the DMV. We miss you.
Okay. You know a movie that I... And I will get the Gay Award for this. You know a movie that I stop on when I see it?
What?
Cocktail. I watch Cocktail.
Well, you know what? There are
my wife even calls me gay for watching Cocktail as much as
there are parts of Cocktail that I'll stick with.
The reason I watch Cocktail is that I think it's Tom Cruise's most annoying movie. He is so bad, he's good in it. When he's just doing the posturing and they're doing the bartender thing where they're trying to be cool and they're dancing with the cocktail shakers, it looks so ridiculous. But I watch this movie every time it comes on.
You know a serious movie that I watch whenever it's on?
What's that?
A Civil Action.
Oh, that's a good movie with Robert Duvall.
Yes.
Yeah, very good movie.
I love it. Because John Travolta is excellent. Robert Duvall is excellent.
Sorry about the toxic waste dump.
Yeah, but I'm like a mental patient. I've seen it a million times.
Right.
But I will stick with it all the way through every time it's on.
It's kind of the male version of Aaron Brockovich. I mean, yeah. It's the same kind of similar kind of plot.
Yeah, except he doesn't have tig bitties. Hello, Don and Mike show.
John Travolta going out and interviewing people showing his cleavage.
Hello.
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 Hi, I was wanting to call you guys and talk to you about Brett Conway last night.
Yeah, we already touched on that. He had a great...
Oh, I'm sorry.
He had a great game last night.
Yeah, he did. I'm sorry, go ahead.
As you can say, I got word during the break that his girlfriend called. He's going to call tomorrow. He's on his way back.
Fantastic.
From Denver right now, back to the D.C. area.
So the guy's gangrene is cleared up, and he won't probably be kicking for him anymore?
Yeah, but it was a nice audition.
Yeah, he did a good job.
It was a nice audition for Brett for all the other NFL teams.
And excellent. I also wanted to say that KFH here in Wichita, you know, you guys have got number one ratings for him here.
Right.
And they do that little promo, but it seems to be they do that little promo right before they cut you guys off for they have a local basketball team here. That they do.
Well, you know, it happens. I mean, what can we do about it?
I don't know. It just kind of sucks. I wish they wouldn't do it.
All right. I do too. Thank you, though.
Oh,
hello.
They're listening to you.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I taped HBO Heat. It's a great movie. It's been on HBO 3 or 4 times.
Okay, but listen, you know, I don't doubt that occasionally it's on, but it's not one of those movies that every single time you turn on HBO...
It's not like Short Circuit.
Right.
I mean, exactly.
I don't even know the titles, but I know just from flipping around...
It's
like
not
the
like Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah, or A Little Curious. I don't even know what that is, but I know the title from flipping by that it's on all the time.
Not like Babar.
Well, it's a great movie. I'm glad I taped it. I can watch it all the time.
Listen, Babar can go to hell.
Rob wrote it down, too.
Babar.
I hate
and there's another one, Paddington Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one that they waste time with on HBO. You know, that early morning time, and that's when they run it because it's
kids program. And then don't you find that there's a time, and I'm not sure what time it is, but it's on all the movie channels where they all run movies that you have no idea when these movies were made, who they star, or what they are about. Yeah. It's truly amazing.
It's like 10 a.m., isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Roughly 10 a.m.?
And there's just nothing. There's literally nothing to watch.
And how about this? How come sometimes one of the HBO West just signs off in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the East Coast that has an East Coast feed that doesn't sign off, but the West Coast just signs off.
Right, here's a good example right here. I got tonight the movie channel.
Tonight.
9 o'clock. Prime time. Hideous Kinky.
All right, so I don't know. That's one that is just big question mark.
Right. Let's go to Stars. That's another premium channel.
That's right. 9 o'clock we're talking about.
Yes. Hell's Kitchen.
No names, and I bet no name actors.
A lot of these are made for video or made in some cases for cable.
Let me see. Where's Cinemax.
Hey, all right.
Okay. It's a bad night on Cinemax. It's 2 Sylvester Stallone movies in a row.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
There you
but
go.
They're awful ones. Oscar.
Oh, that's one of his worst all time.
And the movie Cobra.
Oh, my God. And his other movie that he just made will fall into that category, too.
Yeah, that's right. Get Carter.
Right.
Let me see. On Encore Tonight.
Now, that should be something.
Okay. They have 2 movies that I've heard of, but they're both so old. Man Without a Face, the Mel Gibson movie about the scarred guy.
It's a million years old.
And then Armed and Dangerous with John Candy.
Yeah.
You see a lot of candy on those stations.
Yeah.
That's on Comedy Central all the time.
Well,
But movies aren't worth it on Comedy Central. Because they're edited and they're commercials.
Right.
And then on Showtime, it's A Night at the Roxbury. That's one that they run like
Jesus.
Every day they run A Night at the Roxbury.
You know, and everybody that has, you know, for the first time when you subscribe to cable for the first time, you go through this.
Right.
You know, the first maybe 2 days is exciting, and then you realize it It's one big racket.
And here's where they, really, here's where they get you. When they have the free preview weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when they program the channel the way they wish, the way that we wish they'd program it.
All the time.
All the time. Right. It's like, on the HBO free preview weekend, you go, God damn, these are all first-rate movies.
Absolutely.
All the time. Right. So you pay the $30, and then the next day, it's Babar the Elephant.
Here's more Babar.
Please, eat me, HBO.
That sucks.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
You probably already know this, but I was going to tell you that the reason HBO and them play those horrible movies, because it costs less for them to play those as it would Heat, because licensing, it costs a ton of money.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Yeah, but you could run old movies, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could run older.
Wouldn't it cost less movie? I mean, if you put, like, old movies like The Godfather on or Goodfellas or something like that.
Hello, Goodfellas you never see on cable.
No,
probably
cost them a fortune to do that.
Casino, you never see Casino.
But you see that one with the period movie with Daniel Day-Lewis that was on last night. I forgot with Michelle Pfeiffer. No, it's another one where it's like New York Society or something.
Hello,
like
Don and Mike.
Horrible.
Yeah, another movie you got to watch, especially because all those are my favorites also. But what Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. It's Andy Garcia, and it's got Christopher Lloyd as a leper.
Christopher Lloyd.
All right, maybe I'll watch it.
I'm a leper.
That's an awesome movie.
Look away by forearm.
You're already going to get two copies at Blockbuster, but that's about it.
Gotcha. Oh, here's another one you see all the time on HBO. All the time. You've Got Mail.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you do.
I mean, if I turn on one more time and see that stupid, sappy-ass movie.
Right, starring Christopher Lloyd.
Hello, Don.
I'm going to bang Meg Ryan. I'm going to knock the bottom out of that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wanted to let you know it was Ben that got shot today.
How do you know?
On One Life to Live?
On One Life to Live. It's in the Soap Opera Digest.
Oh.
Brand new issue comes out today.
You're right, it is Ben. Say, you're right. How foolish of me. They could never have killed off Slip. That's, you're 2-0 on the, if she's right.
On
if
One
she's
Life to Live.
Right,
if she's right.
You're 2-0 on
tonight.
One Life to Live bets today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Babar would be worth it if they show him taking a growler. Big old growler.
Take a nice big elephant dump.
Big cartoon elephant growler.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Babar starring Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd in Babar.
Hey, look at that right now. Babar just took a giant growler.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that HBO-made movie called Freeway with Kiefer Sutherland and Reese Witherspoon?
No, I don't watch that garbage. I watch...
No, it's a good movie. You need
first run. So first run movies, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, watch the movie Heat real careful. There's like a lump of cheese or meat or something on Val Kilmer's arm. It's like a boil. It's really weird.
All right.
That's
thank
pretty
you.
Funny.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Isn't Christopher Lloyd in Heat also?
He is. He plays the main bad guy along with Val Kilmer.
You better drop that weapon right now. I'll blow you to kingdom come.
Time out. We've got to pick the winner for the Have Thanksgiving Dinner with Mr. 40 and Shiloh contest.
Wonderful.
And we've got some letters to go through, and we will call the winning family right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Clown porn aficionados, Don and Mike.
Going to be soliciting for strip trivia, playing that game on Friday.
Hey.
So I'd like to try to get the winner for the Thanksgiving Dinner with 40 contest.
That's good. That's the lucky family that's going to have the Thanksgiving dinner hosted by 40 with the sex show from Shiloh.
Mm. Yeah, we've also got a brand new Way Out There and also another Nipple and Anus.
Way Out There.
We've got tons of stuff to get to. Let me read you. I read you one of the letters. Earlier, last week, whenever we came up with this contest, the guy who says he's got 29 people in his family.
Right.
All the divorced people. Here's the second place letter, we think. Dear Don and Mike, simply my family is effed up. It's easy to see why once you talk to anyone in my fiancé's family, I'll make this simple and short. My fiance owns a townhouse, and this is about everyone who lives there. First, there's their mom. The mom. Divorced from an alcoholic, changes race and religion every other week while playing video games all day and blaming everything on me because I'm white.
How do you change race?
And of course, I'm the one who's a racist because I am white. You would think she's from Florida, not Texas. The 24-hour video game marathon doesn't help her social skills. Of course, things haven't been that great between us since I had the idea that Mike, my fiancé's son, do his school drama having Indians scalping the pilgrims. I mean, this is a...
all over the place.
This
yeah.
is a psychotic letter. I will skip to the end.
Yeah, I see they're finalists.
Where it says, it would be neat to see her mom explain to my mom how God is Mexican and all white people are racist and everything is our fault just because we're white. But she's not racist at all. It turns out she's really from Florida and has been punching the wrong hole her whole life.
Oh, man.
P.S. My fiance just received her divorce from a prick in the Marine Corps.
His fiance just received her divorce.
Her two kids live with her, and there are always fights when he comes to pick them up and brings his whore girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Her sister, also from Florida, is smart enough to take a promotion, which would be the same job she has now.
Oh, God, this is all over the place.
And then there are all the Eastern Shore hicks that are my family. All of this, and I miss my dog. P.S., I almost forgot. Her mom waters the plants with my effing beer.
I think that's a letter really better suited for Stossel.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
yeah.
That's a wacky letter. Then we got this one. Dear Don and Mike, remember, we're looking for a family to have Thanksgiving dinner on the air with Mr. 40 and Shiloh at a live sex.
Yeah, we're not looking for that. That guy needed a psychotherapist.
Dear Don and Mike, I live in a real asshole. I hate Thanksgiving. Sure, the food's good and it's nice to see the grandparents, but I hate it. I normally take my kids to my grandmother's house, but it's very pretty country and I love it up there. But nothing about having to be stuck in a house with your goddamn relatives is fun. Let me describe this joyous day to you. We get up early because it's a 2-hour drive to get there. Then we go through the BS of how you're doing and what's new. I'm a divorced dad with the custody of my children, so I always get this sympathetic S from the rest of the family, which I don't effing need. Anyway, I have a nephew who's 16, and this kid sits in front of the TV and watches the game show channel all effing day. Why we don't watch football like a normal effing family, I'll never know. Dinner is always good, but I'll have to listen to everyone bitch about their jobs, and I'm sure this wonderful effing election will be a hot topic. The only two people in my family that know how to party and have a good time are my brother and myself. I attended a very intense drinking program called the United States Marine Corps. And believe it or not, the first stage of the program started at Aberdeen Proving Grounds, right there in Maryland. Much as I would love to go to Grandma's, I would gladly give it up to visit your city again, eat dinner with Mr. 40, and enjoy watching Shiloh. I would love to see the look on my mom's face when she finds out where we're going for dinner. Thank you, Gary. And that's a great letter until you get to the end. Spokane, Washington.
Oh. Yeah, and does Gary understand this is not Thanksgiving Day we're talking about?
It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
I don't think Gary understands that. Right. And Gary didn't mention every other family member that would be coming out there. He talked about his kids, and you're not bringing your kids to this,
no,
Gary.
Right. No, it's for adults. Now, there's one letter that's crazy that I didn't read you all the stuff to.
Right.
About the Mexicans and the God is Mexican stuff.
I think that's got potential.
That ain't bad. But the first letter that we received might still be the best. Because it's not even a letter form. The guy just wrote notes. Don, Mike, I'm in a family that's a real turkey of a family. Mom had 2 girls and 5 boys. And then he goes through the entire...
Now, there's a family. Yeah. See, right there, you're talking about numbers, which is what we want.
He goes through all of the people. Mom, widow, Linda, single, 1 child. Gary, single. Peggy, separated, 1 child. Dwayne, divorced, 2 children. David, single. Ramey, divorced. Kevin, divorced. With exes and other new halves. children over 21 and mom's new boyfriend. The amount of people is
like it,
23.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you got to go with these guys.
Okay,
absolutely.
Let's give this guy a call.
This is perfect. See, he went right away for the numbers, which is what we're looking for.
He gets it. The largest group of people.
Sure.
Including, like, a mom. You know, because that's the reaction we want when Shiloh comes on the table to do her sex show.
Oh, my dear.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my. Look at that. More stuffing?
Hello?
Yes. Is Gary there, please?
No, he's not.
Is he at work?
He hadn't got home yet.
Who's this?
Amy.
Hi, listen. This is the Don and Mike show. We're on the radio right now.
Okay.
Do you know when Gary might be home? Can you hold on a second? I have another call coming in.
All right.
Hold on, please.
I could have done that.
I don't think you could have. That was a nice one, Mike.
Thank you.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Yeah. Imagine that.
imagine that. Do you think Gary's at work still?
He should be home any time now, I reckon.
Home any time, you reckon. Hold
Are
on.
You a family member of Gary's?
Yeah.
Are you his dad or his mom's...
I ain't that old.
Are you his mom's boyfriend?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
Are you Gary?
I could be his brother.
Oh, you're his brother. Are you Gary? Do you know about the contest that he entered?
Sure, no.
Are you Gary? Are you Dwayne? Are you David? Are you Ramey? Are you
there
Kevin?
Ramey.
Oh, it's Ramey.
Ramey.
Ah.
Ramey. Ramey. Well, listen, your brother entered your family in a contest here on the Don and Mike show to win a fantastic pre-Thanksgiving dinner next Tuesday down here at the radio station.
Okay.
That involves Mr. 40, who's a regular on our show, a guy who enjoys drinking 40-ounce bottles of malt liquor, and we're going to have the entire thing...
Any Sigma 7 over there?
What's that?
Nothing, go ahead.
Now, what did you say?
Any Sigma 7 there?
Anything with Santa by him? What was that?
Any what?
Abadeep.
Any what?
Anything with 7? Is that what you said?
Seagram.
Oh,
Seagram 7.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, whatever you like to wet your whistle, you know, you can take care of that. What we're going to do is supply a gigantic table, a full Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings, and at the end of the meal, which will happen live on our show, Shiloh from www.2expose.com will perform a live sex show in the middle of the Thanksgiving table.
Oh, isn't that something?
How does that sound, Ramey?
Well, it depends if it's just women.
What's that?
What? Is it women?
Is it women what?
For the sex show.
No, it's a one-girl... Yes, it's a one-girl sex show.
All right. As long as ain't no male.
No, ain't no male.
Ain't no male, Ramey.
Ain't no funny bones in my body. Even my funny bone ain't funny.
No, and this would be for you and all of your brothers and sisters.
All of your homophobic family members.
And and your mom and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So when your brother, Gary, gets home,
uh-huh.
Please tell him, congratulations, he's won.
And throw that even my funny bony funny line at him.
All righty.
Okay. Like and hold on, please, because we need to give you some information that you have to give to your brother.
Okay. Hey, check this out.
What?
Did you do that with your mouth?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Okay. That was stunk.
Was that real?
Yeah, man. That stunk, too.
No. No way. See, the one that Mike gave you was real, really from his ass.
Well, if you could have called a couple minutes ago, I could have gave you one real one.
Well, it was also from my heart, Ramey.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on.
Yeah, is there an outside shot? Ramey might be off the guest list.
No, something tells me this is our family.
Oh, I think so, yes, absolutely.
This is our family,
Jack. They are solid gold. Texas tea.
Let me try this guy at work.
Oops, hold on. Ay, ay, ay.
Can I see your 7?
My funny bone is funny. My funny bone ain't funny.
Yeah. We're all gonna have to wear sunglasses, though, because we're going to be blinded by these people's necks when they come in next week.
Be that terrific.
I'm positive about.
Be a nice mix with Mr. 40.
Yeah, this has to be.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know what? That's an excellent part of it.
Absolutely.
That'll be great.
It'll be fantastic.
Well, at least Shiloh will be there.
Yes. To bring everybody together.
That is if they don't hang Mr. 40.
Jesus.
Before the end of the show.
The redneck family.
All right.
Well, that was Ramey. Who knows what the other the other members of the family sound like. I'm
trying the work number now.
And
No, no. Board number's busy.
Bad.
All right, well, he ain't there, but
he ain't got no time to talk right now.
But ladies and gentlemen,
happy fucking Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
That's our winning family.
Very good.
You'll hear them on the show next Tuesday
for our fabulous Thanksgiving dinner.
All right, I'm glad we were able to work that out. So on tomorrow's episode, work at hand will be to start soliciting for the strip trivia.
Yeah.
And Rob, if you could just stop daydreaming for one moment, if you could load that up for me.
Sure.
And what were you daydreaming about?
I was thinking about what a great show we had coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, F you. You know, I asked the boy to do very little. Just to load up the tapes for me when I'm in the middle of doing something here.
Well, you're not Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
And I look back there. I swear to God, he's just stroking his chin and just contemplating something a million miles away.
Oh, maybe both of them could die. That could be me.
It's time for the news and the comments. Now,
in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
hold on.
One man found
Mike, hold it.
To bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
That was a little premature.
Did he hear the good news to his people? I timed it that way.
Perfect.
Good news to his people. He made it up.
That.
I swear to God, that's incredible control.
www.egar.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hottest cigar site on the planet.
Wanted to do that before Buzz got into his part.
You are on fire today.
I'll bet. More ways than one.
Your ass is on fire.
That's right.
Hold on, Buzz. I got a medical emergency here before your tease.
Man.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey. You were talking about your football and how you missed it in February yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. You're not my medical emergency. Hold on, please. Medical emergency.
Yes, Don.
Yes.
Hi. This is Matt in Sacramento.
All right. Now, it says on the screen, medical emergency.
How can we help you?
What is it?
Yes, I just got out of the shower and I had some anal bleeding. I'm not a homosexual.
Are you serious?
Yes. What is the problem?
Do you have hemorrhoidal tissue?
No, I do not.
Yeah,
I think you do. First off, are your fingers bleeding?
No.
I mean, is there blood on your fingers?
No, nothing like that. But my friend Joe was over.
Hold on, speaking of anal bleeding, Mike is absolutely tearing it up today.
Hello?
I'm
sorry.
Not sponsorable.
That didn't count.
Sorry, you know, that was just a pop-up. That wasn't a base hit.
Pop-up. That was a fungo.
All right, now what? This is not a serious medical emergency.
It was a concern on my white towel.
So you were wiping yourself? If you're bleeding from deep inside you got a major medical problem.
Otherwise, you got hemorrhoids.
Okay, so what should I do about it?
Go to a hospital.
Okay.
Or just buy some ass cream.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Plus, I take it back. It was not a medical emergency.
I don't know. What's to him? We've had worse medical emergencies on this show.
What's the lead story, Buzz?
The latest on the election mess and what Americans think about it.
Well, I think you know what we think. But all right, we'll hear it from Buzz.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That's funny, Ross. Brought to you by Elson's ass cream. The news when we come. That was from Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
There you go.
Rob, Buzz.
It was funny, though. It's funny line.
Second one today.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, girls.
Hello, girls.
On tomorrow's episode, we're going to start the pimping, the soliciting, the begging for strip trivia. Please allow us to retain some of our dignity.
We'd really like to get a full field of lovely ladies in short order and not have to reduce ourselves to sniveling, grubbing,
you know, the stuff,
belly crawling
stuff we always have to do, because we're giving away the trip to Orlando.
Yeah, you have to get that lunch for the astronauts.
Space Center, lunch for the astronauts.
In quarantine.
And you get to see the shuttle launch.
Right.
So be one of our holiday ho-ho-hos, and make sure you call tomorrow for strip trivia. We'll start soliciting that on tomorrow's episode. Tomorrow we're also going to sign on our sixth radio station in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes, 96
Rock.
Right.
We're excited about that. We'll break them in tomorrow.
Very good.
Also, we'll have another episode tomorrow from Dave Cummings, the guy on SexSurvivor.com.
Yeah, don't vote him off. Vote for him to stay.
Chuck Stossel, Jail Mail. We'll have the edition of Way Out There that we didn't get to today.
Hello there.
On Thursday, the always annoying Jim Nance from NFL-CBS. Also on Thursday, our old friend, Doof Durigno.
Fantastic.
And we're going to have Jeopardy for you on Thursday of this week, because Friday's Strip Trivia. And also wrestling fans, Friday on the show, in studio, I've been told he's a big favorite in the WCW, Diamond Dallas Page.
Another big guy. Those guys are always a little scary when they come in.
Right. We love it when the wrestlers come in. So goddamn, we got a lot of stuff happening on the show. Girls, don't let us down tomorrow. That's when we're going to start taking calls for Strip Trivia, which will play on Friday.
So tell the neighbors, tell your friends, get ready, Strip Trivia.
Is this a girl now? Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Jimmy. I just wanted to say I really love you guys. I'm listening to you from New York. I'm glad I'm listening even now just to some of the future stuff that I'll hear in the next 4 hours. But
Thank you, Jimmy. Where are you from in New York?
The Bronx.
All right, Jimmy, thanks a lot. We appreciate the support. The show is catching fire in New York.
It is.
And we love Buzz, too.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Jimmy, thank you from New York. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
You know, I take it back, Buzz. There were no girls on the phone.
No, apparently not.
Sorry about that. Listen, goodbye. Call later. Unless it was very important. Was it very important?
Yeah, actually it was.
Really?
More important than Buzz's news?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I got a challenge for the Predator guy.
No.
All no, right. Not important. No.
Buzz,
no.
Let's talk erections.
All right, let's. Bush and Gore both won, and neither of them lost.
Buzz, yes, you're sponsored.
Oh, yes.
This holiday season, give magical gifts and let people have more fun with their time. Best Buy, turn on the fun.
Bush and Gore both won, and neither of them lost today's post-election court case in Florida. The judge ruled that the Florida Secretary of State could enforce the 5 p.m. deadline she'd set for today.
You know, they want me to say, also brought to you by Alston Askren.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
counting, Rob.
No, that one was on me, Buzz. That was on me. That's not Rob.
But the judge also ruled that the Secretary of State would have to take into account numbers from counties that revise their figures after the deadline.
Well,
in other words...
I'm concentrating on your commercials. Will you please start the story over again for me?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so nobody really won or lost today. In fact, everybody's kind of happy with the decision they got in a court case in Florida regarding the election.
Okay.
Judge ruled that the Florida Secretary of State can enforce, or could, the 5 p.m. deadline that she had set for today. But the judge also ruled that she would have to take into account the numbers coming in from counties that revise their figures after the deadline. In other words, there really is no deadline. Behind-the-scenes wrangling and court maneuvers continue.
I think only one man can settle this.
Yes, this is Sam Huff. Send him down there, and I swear to God, that election is done and certified within a half hour of this plane landing. This is Sam Huff.
I want to tell you, Jerky. Here we go. Hey, this guy wins.
Americans are good sports, even if their politicians aren't. A new survey shows that about 80% of us would support George W. Bush if he wins the White House. That same survey shows that about 80% of us would support Al Gore if he wins.
Not me, I'm pissed at both of them.
I know you are. You will support neither.
Right.
The survey also shows that people are very interested in the deadlock, but not really worried. The survey shows that a third of us are worried about what other countries will think, but it shows another third don't really care what the other countries think.
Buzz, I have reverence for you. I just had a gigantic burp that was about to come up, and Mike saw I swallowed it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's why I did the fake burp sign.
I ate it, because you could tell that there was a real burp coming up.
It sounded like it had the potential to be a McWilliams.
It could have been.
Yeah, don't hold back.
No, out of reverence to you, Buzz.
That's why I broke wind prior to your newscast.
You guys are so courteous. That's great.
That's the way it works. Yes, there is a weariness factor among Americans. The poll shows that most of us don't want this to be settled in a courtroom.
I'm very, very weary.
And that most of us don't want recounts in other states or new elections in any state.
Tonight.
The survey also shows that two-thirds of us want to do away with the Electoral College.
Maybe they're right. Hold on, Buzz, hold on. We got to do this.
Okay.
And then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through.
What?
about all the yelling and the fights that we had here. They won't be cool.
Oh, really?
Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine.
What?
You make every beef we got laugh.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Let your love cover up your big fat ass.
What a great guy he is.
Right?
Well, Carmi's Minions. John Geronimo and Michael O'Mara.
All right, hold on, Buzzy. I got another guy from New York now. About the guy whose phone number we gave out yesterday. Hello.
Yes. I'm in New York. I just happened to call him last night when I heard the number on the air. It said a mailbox before, whatever. I just called him now, and the guy says, yeah, Don and Mike, they're collecting information about who calls from different parts of the country. You're the 20th guy that called from New York. I got about 100 calls.
Oh, yeah, the guy's full of crap.
I'm just letting you know this because I'm telling you, I'll give you my name and number. I don't care, but you can verify this is what the guy's saying.
No, I believe you. I think the guy's being deluged with calls, and he's just trying to figure out a way out of it. But what I love about it is the fact that our friends in New York are picking up the mantle, have picked up on the vigilante justice. Very nice.
Well, he spent a good 7 minutes, 10 minutes on the phone with me to try and convince me of all this, and I just played along with him. I figured you guys would know.
Is he trying to get people's names and numbers now?
Oh, no, he didn't ask me for anything, so he was just trying to push me off, but it ended up in this whole elaborate thing. I kept asking him question after question, trying to verify what he's saying.
That sounds like a logical story. Gee, we called this moron, and we said, call the show with a bad joke, and then we'll give out your number. Then you can do some audience research for us. Please, that's like Bob Levy logic.
Yeah, he's trying all sorts of different things up until the time he changes his number.
All right, thank you, my friend.
We love you here. Thank you, Don and Mike.
Thank you. See you later. New Yorkers love a fight.
I love it.
So. God damn it. That's good. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Turns out the guy who may be responsible for the networks declaring George W. Bush the winner last Tuesday night is a cousin of George W. Bush. John Ellis, a first cousin to W., was in charge of interpreting election coverage at Fox.
All right, now that's the only part of the story that doesn't ring true with me, because you said for the networks. The guy works for the Fox News Channel.
Right.
That's not a real network.
But that was being simulcast on the Fox network, and as soon as Fox declared it a winner, the other networks immediately followed suit.
I understand, but I'm saying that I don't fault. I'm not. You got nothing to do with this.
Right.
I don't fault. Look, here's what I fault. I fault NBC and CBS and ABC for going, hey, we just saw this on Fox.
Right.
It must be true.
Which is really what happened because, I mean, nobody picked up on the change in time zones in Florida at certain parts of Florida.
The panhandle.
Or in a different time zone.
And my point is, Fox is not a real network.
I know, but the other networks didn't follow.
It's like CBS going, hey, look at that. UPN says that Gore
That's
just
right.
won.
You're right. That's
exactly what they did.
That's
we better go on with that. I mean, listen, I love The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. I love Dark Angel. Right. I love NFL football. But Fox ain't a real network.
That's why most of the time, like with the debates, Fox was where you could get some entertainment programs.
They ran Dark Angel.
That's right.
Maybe
they should go back to that.
So the problem is with the real networks who really believe Fox.
Picking up on it. I'm just saying, and what the other news media outlets are saying today, is that this is the guy who set the ball in motion.
Well,
or so it appears.
Well,
wasn't this the guy that was also calling Jeb Bush and George Bush?
Exactly.
Giving them information.
New Yorker magazine says this Ellis guy was on the phone with W and Jeb a lot that night, bringing them up to date on the numbers. Fox says it is investigating and considering disciplinary action.
Hello, this is Peter Jennings. We've just received word from the Game Show Network that Gore has won Florida.
Like that.
Ah, Vivid TV says it's too close to call.
Channel 596. Call FM for believing Fox.
Exactly.
Fox is not a real network.
Whatever their politics, whatever their opinions about the recount, surveys show that Americans are fascinated by the aftermath of the close presidential election. The TV ratings reflect this. The audience for the three cable news channels, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, have
not a real channel.
Skyrocketed.
And neither's MSNBC, incidentally.
Well, those channels, along with CNN, their ratings have skyrocketed by 560% since the election.
Okay, I want to just explain one more thing about this.
Okay.
It has skyrocketed 560%.
Right.
Which I'm sure is true.
Uh-huh.
It's much like when I see these ads in the trade publications for shows like ours that are syndicated.
Right.
Like the Tom Lickass show.
Right.
Where it will say, Tucson, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
up 287%.
Right. Yeah, but you're up from zero.
Yeah, right. So he went from a zero to a 0.3. Okay, so it's all relative.
It is all relative.
You know, and it's annoying. The survey says...
There it is. Thank you. Thank you. I'm riveted by it, though. I'm watching it every day. I'm watching CNN every single day.
Nearly everybody is. The audience, between these three channels that I mentioned, the audience has expanded from about 500,000 people to more than 2.5 million.
See, which is a relatively low number for television.
That's
actually.
Right. Yeah, but not bad for cable. But yeah, in terms of other television, yeah, it is low.
Once again, I got to say, why is radio such a devalued medium that you're talking about an audience of 2.5 million, which is great for the presidential elections? Letterman on a good night pulls 4.
Yeah. And how come we can't get billboards in New York?
Alex Rodriguez.
Right. Why can't we get treated like A-Rod? And I want to. A new office that'll just market our products. Oh, we don't have any products.
Right.
Viewership for the big three broadcast networks evening newscast up by about 18%. Remember when the big story was O.J. and people just couldn't get enough?
O.J.
Well, that time has come and gone. The two-part made-for-TV movie about the trial has not done well in the ratings for CBS. Sunday's edition of American Tragedy finished in third place. The conclusion airs tomorrow night. All surgery is risky, but no surgery is as risky as the one performed in Houston today. The patient was a 57-year-old New York woman with 3 tumors on her heart. Doctors say any one of those tumors could have killed her in as little as 2 weeks. So today, they removed her heart and set it in a silver bowl. It stayed there for 45 minutes while a heart and lung machine pumped her blood. In that 45 minutes, doctors removed the tumors, repaired the heart, and reinstalled it. Only 3 other people have had this surgery before today, and only one of them survived.
And here is an exclusive tape on the Don and Mike Show of the woman. Let's see what she had to say.
Who cares?
I cannot believe her nonchalance.
Attitude.
You just had that wonderful operation.
She's a fat turd.
Oh, that's really what she's talking about, her doctor?
That is not right.
What about the operation, ma'am?
She does have a nice rack, though. I'll give that to her.
Miss. Please, talk about your heart being out of your body for 45 minutes.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, of course you weren't. You were under anesthesia, but you were on a heart and lung machine.
If there were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
Right, so you're talking about movie stars when we're talking about your own survival.
Not too annoyed.
Right.
All right, what did it feel like to have your heart out of your body, ma'am?
Oh, what could it be?
You know, you really are the picture of ingratitude.
That is the lay of the land, my friend.
Apparently so.
All right, honey.
Well, she admits it.
Hey, when's the last time you had a period?
I believe he is a dumb.
He's still talking about the doctor. Hey, ma'am?
Well, those are quality guests.
When's the last time that you had a period?
You must be mummy.
All right, I don't know what she's talking about.
Zippy Chance.
She's rambling. There you go. Zippy Chance. Hasn't had a period for a while.
I didn't have time. Found out this morning.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you, ma'am.
Closure.
You may want to break your Thanksgiving meal up into smaller parts. A new study says having an unusually heavy meal nearly quadruples your risk of heart attack in the 2 hours that follow the meal. In the first hour...
Oh, my God. Now they're saying Thanksgiving dinner's going to kill you.
Just if you eat an unusually large meal.
Well, who the F doesn't do that?
Rob.
No, Rob does.
Yeah, right.
Rob is that Thanksgiving. Here you go.
More pie.
Rob. Rob.
This is good.
Rob.
Having heart failure now.
Oh. Sorry, Buzz. I'm a little sensitive about the heart stuff.
I understand. Well, they're saying 4 times the usual risk in the first 2 hours. In the first hour, the risk 10 times your normal risk for having a heart attack. The study says a regular dinner, just, you know, regular servings, pose about the same heart attack risk as having sex.
Okay.
So go for it.
Time out, Buzz. Right. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Mr. Robbie, you lovely, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. And I do mean lovely. With a very nice shapely butt. And a very nice physique, if you will. I've admired that for years from a distance. Okay. All right, enough.
ladies, step into their studio and talk to St. Peter, the Don and Mike Show.
And out here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The building in New York where the Live with Regis show is done is shrouded in huge panes of glass 15 feet high. Or at least it was until a guy with a sledgehammer smashed 13 of those panes yesterday.
What, gentlemen? Gentlemen, what in the name of God? What in the name of all that is holy is going on outside?
I'll hold you. Hold me. Oh, yes. You make the pain and the fear go away. Oh, Gelman, I'm stiff. No, let me dress you.
A 35-year-old guy named...
Change me. Can I die for you? Change me. I made water.
A guy named Gene from Hackensack, New Jersey, used a 20-pound sledgehammer on the windows of the WABC building in Manhattan. He went about his work as calmly as anybody could, and witnesses say he never uttered a single word when he accidentally slung the hammer through one of the windows. He just sat down and waited for the police to arrive.
What was the building?
It was the ABC building.
George Michael, WABC. 803, Monday in New York at WABC, and Billy Martin is officially back as manager of the Yankees. I told you that would happen Saturday night, didn't I? Trust me. Ah, yes. I love the song to play with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago!
There you go, WABC. And ABC Television's having to give some of its advertisers free time on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's because the network isn't delivering the number of viewers it promised those advertisers.
Uh-huh. I'm going to lose that bet, but that show is sinking.
Yeah. What is that bet? Did we decide, do I get to give you a pie?
No, I think it's Lunch with Murphy.
Lunch with Dennis?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Like at the Palm, I think, at the front table.
Viewership's down by 20% from last year. A Millionaire, of course, still makes the Nielsen top 10, but now without the 18 to 49-year-old audience the advertisers love. Melanie Griffith is back in rehab. Access Hollywood says the actress is now trying to break an addiction to prescription medicine. She was in rehab 12 years ago to get off drugs and booze.
I'm wasted.
How you doing, Melanie?
I'm wasted.
Nice rack, though.
Hey, thanks a lot. You want to see him? Here we go. It's my first Melanie Griffith impersonation. Oh, man, look at my big gelatinous boobies.
Adam.
Change me, though.
Adam Sandler's new movie did even worse than it first appeared. Early estimates said the movie Little Nicky made over $18 million its first weekend out.
It hasn't gotten the full-fledged endorsement of my partner here.
That's true.
As soon as you go see this movie, you know, and you come out, and if you like it, that'll change things.
I do quality. I do all. Come over here. It's changing.
He loves his mama. Now I know.
You're doing it. You've not even seen the movie.
He loves his mama.
That's funny. Originally, they were saying $18 million on Little Nicky. Now they're saying just over $15 million. A Big Daddy opened with $41.5 million. The Water Boy, $39.5
million. Right, my mama.
He loves his mama.
Real big on the sign. Great moment. Water Boy. Love it. Buzz?
Yes?
You know, don't blame me.
Okay? Right.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the...
I understand.
Here's the deal. The pricks at this station, the WJFK,
uh-huh.
I don't know why every once in a while they get on their high horse about the commercials.
It happens.
Now they're coming to us and they're saying, well, if you don't play... commercials and get them all played by like in the next 10 minutes,
right,
then the junkies can't play any commercials on their show.
Huh.
Now I don't know why, since most times are done at 7:30 and they got a half hour, they can you know, play some goddamn commercials of
it. Suffice it to say, we gotta hustle a little.
Yes, yeah. We do. So come on, just one more, please.
This is the one then. Elton John has collected over 2,500 photographs in his lifetime and he's donating them to a museum tour that begins in Atlanta. You won't be surprised to hear that some of the pictures are erotic photos of men.
Really?
Elton says his passion for photography surfaced after he gave up the booze and the drugs.
Right. I want to see any pictures of Elton being changed.
I'm sure.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
So, Jappers, there. Time for a call. 1-800-877-365-3636, because the bastards here want it. Please enjoy more commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The guaranteed cure for honeymoon cystitis.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Buzz. In sports, Indiana opens its basketball season tonight for the first time in 29 years without Bobby Knight,
the general.
The Hoosiers host Pepperdine in the opening round of the preseason NIT. Knight's last game was a loss to Pepperdine. He's been replaced by his former assistant, Mike Davis. For the second year in a row, the National League Cy Young Award winner is Randy Johnson of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Tomorrow, the Baseball Writers Association of America will name the American League's most valuable player. The NBA has fined Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban $5,000. That fine is for comments about officials who worked the Mavericks game against Sacramento on Sunday. And finally, in Wales, a young woman got pregnant while she was in jail by having sex with her boyfriend through the bars.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Must have a big wiener. He was in the adjacent cell. They were both in on burglary charges. The guard who was supposed to be watching them has been disciplined.
Push it up against the bars, love.
But all's well that ends well.
The Hello?
The couple...
I'm all spreading myself.
That's all right, love. Slide yourself right up against the bars. There we go. That's the ticket. That's great. I'm glad I'm so bloody long.
All's well that ends well. The couple says they plan to get married as soon as they get out of jail.
All right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
No. You know, I don't think I had, like, Long Dawn Silver.
Right.
Wouldn't. Because the woman, unless she was like a gymnast, mm-hmm. she'd have to have her legs spread almost completely and have her...
You're forgetting doggy style, my boy. There you go.
Okay.
It's always best with doggy style.
Touche, Effley. That's it. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.
Okay.
When we start soliciting for Surf Trivia. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Jake, here in Spokane.
Jake in Spokane. Call number 100, and you won the DVD of Titan A.E., Titan A.E., an action-packed sci-fi adventure owned Titan A.E. DVD.
I like that.
And VHS now at Sea Space like you've never seen it before. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Spokane, once again, coming up big, K-Fan Radio. That's it. We got to go to play the almighty commercial. God for the commercials, you know. forget the freaking show that we do.
That's right.
That makes it possible to charge $3,000 for a commercial. Forget that. Oh, we got to go. See you tomorrow, Buzz. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Now, Robbie?
Friend.
Please. Throw your hat in the air. Just like Sydney. I love more.
You might just make it after all.
He's throwing through the body. All right. See you tomorrow.
Hold on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.